The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Stand up, all fat men, stand up straight. Stand up because no chair can hold your weight.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Well, you know, I took this test, and it sort of turns out that I'm technically mentally retarded.
I can't hear you. You'll have to speak into the microphone.
Paul Perillo.
No, don't do that. Don't try to turn my words on me. You know what? You can just go to hell. We're like, yeah. Like that.
You can't hit me. I'm a girl.
And Andy. And Andy?
I don't care. I don't give it. I'm all worked up right now, so we have to do it. Just do it, okay?
Andy Hart.
Let's corner the nerds and call them gay and make them show us their penises.
Won't that be gay of them?
Eric Scalavino.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron. A pretentious moron. And you know what? Take that sweater off. Makes you look queer.
For now, anyway.
You think I cared about you? No. You're just smart enough and you're just clever enough to occasionally amuse me.
PFW in Progress.
Tell me what it was like being one of them.
It was like basking in the warm glow of a higher intelligence as it envelops you and allows you to become part of its everlasting glory.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. We are back here at Gillette Stadium on Tuesday, and we'll get right into it because he was nice enough to stop by among the many things he's doing today. Anthony Gonzalez. The newest Patriots wide receiver. I don't know newest, but one of the new Patriots wide receivers is here. Welcome, Anthony.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, what's up? What are you doing?
Not a lot. Just hanging out. No, I just I arrived here last Sunday and just kind of getting to know everybody, getting to know my way around the city, around the stadium, and you know, it's been nice.
Can you give listeners a little bit of an idea? Obviously, the first part of your career was kind of headed in one direction, and then you've had injuries and sort of issues and haven't caught a lot of balls of late. Where are you physically, and what do you think you can be for this team?
Well, you know, the one thing, pretty much the only thing that that I have for sure is an opportunity at this point. I have fortunate enough to have an opportunity to compete for a job on – you know, what I consider to be the best football program in the National Football League. So,
are you just saying that?
No.
Did you tell Bill Polian in that too?
The numbers bear it out. Bill Polian may not agree, but the numbers do bear it out. I'm excited about that opportunity. Honestly, injuries aren't really anything I think about right now because they don't mean anything right now. You know, in terms of the present moment. So my focus is on more, you know, what am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do next week? You know, how am I going to learn the playbook? How am I going to study? Those sorts of things. So the injuries, yeah, they happened. But it's something I don't really think about, to be honest.
Well, what was going on last year with the Colts? Because, you know, when the Patriots, you know, chose to sign you, I'm sure that's a question they asked. What happened last year? Because, you know, I'm not sure it was injury related, or maybe it was, but, you know, there was a lot of things going on with that team. But with you personally, what happened with the Colts?
I'm not even sure I can answer that. Like, I don't have a good answer for that. And it's at this point in my life, I'm not sure I care that much, to be honest with you. I mean, it's the most important thing going on in my life right now is happening in this building. That's where all my focus is. Last year was an odd year in so many ways in Indianapolis, and that's kind of theirs to deal with now. And I'm grateful for my time there for sure. I don't want it to sound like I, you know, had some miserable experience and I can't stand, you know, the place, whatever, but. But my focus is here, and it will continue to be here.
Have you had a chance to talk to Tom at all yet?
I have not. No, not yet. I think we just missed each other out in California. I was training, And, you know, we just haven't connected. I'm sure I'll speak to him at some point.
The reason I asked, and unfortunately we won't be able to get the comparison, but it's obvious, you know, playing with a guy like Peyton and a guy like Tom, two guys that are so prepared and so in tune with their offenses. I'm wondering if, you know, I guess just talk about what it was like to play for Peyton for those years and if you think there'll be some carryover. That's one of Fred's big things is, well, you know, you play for a guy like Manning, it's an easy jump just because they're both very prepared guys.
Yeah, right. I said that these are two guys who are examples of they're almost offensive coordinators. They know their offense so well, and because of that, you can go deeper into a playbook and do things that you wouldn't be able to do with some other quarterbacks in the NFL.
For sure.
Evidently left out the Reggie Wayne part of that argument. Go ahead.
Well, that part I don't know about, I'm assuming there'll be carryover in terms of, you know, how they approach the game. They've obviously both had tremendous success, more so than probably anybody in the last decade and a half or whatever it is. I'm excited just to kind of get back into the swing of things, and I assume there'll be more similarities than differences. Obviously, people have personality quirks and things like that, but in terms of the approach and just how diligent and focused the work is, I would imagine it'll be almost the same. So,
Anthony, we were just talking outside, and you had mentioned about how you want to get immersed as soon as possible in learning this offense, learning everything about this team and how it is structured and whatnot. One of the knocks against a lot of the receivers who come here and don't make it is that they weren't able to grasp the offense as quickly as the coaches and even the quarterback would like. You know, you've come from a system that's, I would imagine, kind of difficult to pick up. There's a lot of moving parts in what Peyton used to do with that Indianapolis offense. Is that part of your rationale, knowing that the one of the things here is that the offense is very complex and that the quarterback demands a lot from his receivers?
Absolutely. That's a big part. That's probably the number one reason why I decided to come early, is to kind of immerse myself as much as humanly possible. I'm not sure we mentioned it yet, but I've known Brian Hoyer pretty much my whole life. So having him around to ask questions and kind of go through. And, you know, it's one thing to read on a paper what a formation is and what a route concept is. It's another thing to, hey, Brian, what does this actually sound like in the huddle? What does that sound like? How quickly do I need to, you know, hear it and a picture form in my head?
Right.
So that's, you know, to me, that's a huge deal. And I mean, let's be honest, most of the receivers on this roster have been in this offense in some form or another for a portion of their career or all their career or whatever. So I have to find a way to kind of catch up mentally, quickly. There's not a lot of time for that. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my focus mentally for sure is on going in and getting the playbook.
How much of what you did in Indianapolis were site adjustments at the line and route adjustments, you know, on the course of the play, because that's an aspect of this offense that seems like it gives some people difficulty when they're learning it. How much of that was there in Indianapolis?
Yeah, Indy, you know, we don't huddle, or we never huddled in Indianapolis. Right. So, you know, a lot of it, or 95% of it, was done just at the line of scrimmage. And if we're at home, you can hear the quarterback. If not, you're signaling. That's kind of how it went, and from talking to Brian, that's a lot of what gets done around here as well. I'm not sure if we do as much no huddle here as there was in Indy, but in terms of sight adjusts and calling things at the line and that sort of thing, and just from my perspective, that's always how I thought an offense should go. It makes sense to me that the guy snapping the ball and throwing it should have the last say as to what happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't really do that in college necessarily, but obviously we did it in Indy, and it seems like we do it here as well. So it makes sense to do it that way.
It does make sense, but a lot of offensive coordinators don't have the faith in the quarterback to give him that leash, you know, that length of leash to do that. But you were fortunate to work with Peyton, and now you'll be able to work with Tom. You mentioned you've known Brian all your life. I don't know if our listeners know, you went to high school with Brian Hoyer.
Yes.
Is Cleveland still your home, and will you be going back and forth, or are you here now for the duration?
Well, I'll be here as long as it takes me to feel like I'm okay mentally. Maybe I never leave. I don't know. But
we're all striving for that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
It's a
very deep thing there. But no, I mean, this is, as far as I'm concerned, I'm a member of this roster, so I live here. Now, that said, where did I come from? I came from Columbus, Ohio. I've maintained a place there since I left Ohio State.
I know that, you've got other things to do, and we appreciate you stopping by. Before you go, just a little bit about, Anthony Gonzalez. What are your some other interests besides football?
Oh, I'm probably the most boring person there is. I don't know. I read a lot of books.
Like what? Give me one, for example.
I just read a book called
over there.
Well,
I just read a book called The Lean Startup by a guy named Eric Ries. What else did I read recently? Trying to think. Something good. Oh, Great by Choice by Jim Collins.
Okay.
Different things. I'm like fascinated by business concepts.
Right, right.
And because I think a lot of them are applicable to football, like most of them. And this is the ultimate business, right? I mean, that's it's a sport.
Something tells me he's going to pick up the offense.
Yeah.
Anybody?
So I don't know. That's what I do. And then I golf whenever I kind of have free moments. I don't anticipate golfing a whole lot this year, though, to be honest with you. So.
Well, maybe Bill will take you to Pebble Beach if you win the Super Bowl this
year. Oh, that's great. Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
He plays there annually.
I've seen.
Did I hear accurately that you were a Rhodes Scholar finalist?
No, I don't know where that.
Somebody's done a lot to shoot it down, though.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I just heard that yesterday. No, and I wasn't sure if that was.
I like nipping this one in the bud.
Okay.
Like, I think. God bless the media department at Ohio State, but they kind of work these things in. Like, I went to literally one meeting, and they said, "You go for 2 years, you can't play in the NFL." I was like, "All right, well that."
Right.
That solves that. I haven't wanted to be a Rhodes Scholar my whole life. I've wanted to play in the NFL my whole life. So,
but it looks good in the bio.
It looks great in the bio. And it makes it sound. It also, when I say it there, it makes it sound like it was my choice. Like, well, got it.
That's, yeah. I get his feeling on that.
I didn't even know they had meetings. So that
if you're just a random guy and you see, Anthony Gonzalez is a Rhodes. Well, geez, he's really overselling himself. I mean, who puts together a bio?
We've seen these cases where guys get jobs
all the time.
Fact checked a resume and it's not true.
Absolutely.
And they lose jobs. And
no, that's,
I don't blame you for wanting to nip that one, because
shoot that down.
That's a lot of bad publicity that comes out of something so innocent.
Oh. Yeah, no, it's.
And the reason I asked is because you said you were so boring, and I was thinking, well, that certainly isn't boring if that were the case.
No, I mean, it's. I wish it were true. I wish you could, like do the Rhodes Scholar and the NFL thing at the same time. But
were you an academic?
Pat Hayden did it, right?
I was an academic All-American.
Okay, so that wasn't a fib.
That part is accurate. but I honestly, I probably would not have gotten it. Like, yeah. You have to be really, really smart.
Well, right. One question along those lines. What's your opinion on the leaking of these Wunderlic scores in the combine? I mean, how do you feel about that?
And what did you get?
Well, I'm not even going to ask you this.
I don't know what I got. We looked in Indy once, and our strength coach wouldn't show it to us because we kind of wanted to see who was the smartest. But, the Wunderlic, I'm not sure what a Wunderlic score does for a DB or a why. I mean, like, what? I don't understand. I just don't. Somebody will have to explain to me why that's important. I mean, the fact that they're leaked, I mean, that's garbage. I mean, who knows what happened? Maybe the guy, filled out, maybe he skipped one blank or something, and, the whole rest of his answers were, off by one or sort of thing. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
But honestly, I don't care. Like,
and intelligence doesn't always translate to football smarts.
Right.
As,
absolutely.
You know,
so. I mean, if I would have just, for the heck of it, decided I'm going to fill in all the wrong answers on this Wunderlic test and just see what comes of it, would it make me any less intelligent? Probably not. I mean, and it certainly wouldn't make me a better or worse football player.
No.
I don't think that the guy who you're referring to filled it out intentionally wrong, but I just don't see what the point is of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, Anthony, we appreciate you coming by. Welcome to New England and the Patriots, and good luck going forward, and We do this all the time. You can come down anytime you want.
Open invitation.
Right.
Anytime
oh, wow.
you want to stop by.
Any resume things that you want to dispel, this is a good opportunity to
yeah.
do it anytime.
Yeah, I can't.
Aaron, other than the PR department put something untrue in your bio.
Yeah, other than the roast.
It'll probably be misspelled, so we'll have to fix that.
Jeez.
Wow, that's a,
all right,
that's a shot across
Anthony.
The...
Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a turbo shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Mm, these Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites. Your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open!
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
We all know that Andy is the bully of PFW in Progress. He could dish it out, but can he take it?
Trying to read the email here. Guy's pulling an all-nighter so that he can email during the show, and Andy's disrespecting.
No, that's not my fault. It's
no,
you.
That's your fault.
You're the one who picks and chooses the emails.
That's your fault. Shut up.
Typical big head. He's never wrong, and nothing's ever his fault.
You're the one who chooses
that's
the
not
email.
My fault. It's not my fault that I'm talking while you're talking.
Don't have a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
Leave it to Fred to put Andy in his place.
When someone's talking, you have to shut up.
Now, back to PFW in progress.
He's going to kill him.
All right, back here in PFW in progress. Again, want to thank Anthony Gonzalez for stopping in. What a nice guy. I'm sold. I'm sold. I hope he makes it.
Hope he comes back.
Very
on the
enjoyable.
Show.
No one loves receivers who've had five catches in the last 3 years like Fred.
Oh, you see?
That's not. Yeah, you didn't say that when he was sitting here.
Why do you have to do
that?
See,
that's another
You didn't say that when he was sitting here.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I said
early in your career
that
one
with that tonality.
Exactly.
And then recently it had a different one.
Yeah.
Not with that tonality.
I think that's me saying it in a nice way.
In a nice way. You didn't say it that way.
It's another example of
the fact is he's had five catches in 3 years.
I know.
How
would
that mean?
The fact is you didn't say it that way when he was sitting here.
The truth can absolutely be mean.
Ask Bobby Valentine. He and I see it eye to eye. Truth is never mean.
Well, I mean, you know, you don't want to put words in his mouth, but it just sounded like last year was a mess over there.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well, because I don't believe injury was the issue last year.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
That's why Fred asked the question.
Yeah.
We talked about it upstairs.
Just went a different way.
Yeah, he was healthy and active a couple of times and just wasn't a part of the offense.
And his coach doesn't talk, so how would you know?
I think that's where I kind of agree with Fred. I think that that's the underlying part there. As much as we criticize Polian, I mean, the guy's proven that he can put together a program. Jim Caldwell hasn't proven he can coach one.
Right. It's like Belichick.
That, to me, was the
mess. Sometimes
there's
criticisms of his communication. He doesn't talk to players or whatever, but at least he has a track record. He wins.
And
Caldwell
and
has nothing. He doesn't talk and he doesn't win.
And, you know,
plus, he talks on the side. Bill talks on the sideline
right.
always. He's always coaching. That guy just stood there.
You know, and maybe a guy like him can flourish with a precise passer like Manning, you know, who can get that ball in a window really quickly because he might not get open for as long.
Did you think he was going to say Brady?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could tell I thought he was going to say your reaction.
Who'd he play with previously? No, he may not be able to get it open for as long as you would need for a guy like Curtis Painter.
Right.
And so, you know,
but I think the biggest thing is going to be when we see him out on the field is he still fast?
Is he fast?
Does he well, and quickness? Does he still have
because that's
at least
his game.
One?
I
that's
agree
his
with
game.
Andy.
He was a track guy.
Can he
college.
Get open?
Yeah,
because we know he can catch. He caught the ball earlier in his career, so we know he can do that. But can he still get open? We don't know.
Yeah, I was never a huge fan of his.
I thought he was
a first round prospect.
Yeah, I thought it was a reach for a first round pick.
He was an NFL caliber receiver.
Oh yeah,
but if he doesn't have the speed, then what good are you anymore?
I got an email, Freddie, that might make you laugh a little bit.
Yep.
When Anthony walked in, Adam Jones sent me an email and said, "Is that Anthony Gonzalez or Eric Scalavino?"
Or Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, there's a similarity between
apparently
the
we only interview
us.
Bald players.
So they're multiplying around here, apparently.
Although his nose is
one
a
admits
crooked.
He wasn't a Rhodes Scholar,
not,
and the
not
other
as crooked
doesn't.
As mine. Not
no,
nearly as
no,
crooked
no, no,
as
no. His
mine.
Goes left to right. Yours sticks out and has a bump.
Yeah, I agree with Eric.
Yeah, I mean, mine's
he looks like he broke.
Mine is
looks like he might have broken his nose at some point.
He might have had a scrap or two with that,
yeah,
that little ultra cerebral nature.
You know how those Rhodes Scholars
run some of the Buckeyes the wrong way.
My remark. The difference between he and Eric. I said one admits he wasn't a Rhodes Scholar and the other doesn't.
Another
I was a little
shining moment
you.
For Ohio State.
Obviously, we all know that
we'll
I can't read.
Yeah.
You can't read?
We know I can't read, so I had no idea about the two books that he mentioned as examples. But I was stunned that you didn't jump in.
With other books?
The books that he read.
I hadn't
he
read
said
those.
Had you
I
heard of them?
Yeah, no. That was stunning
but
to
me. But I knew that they were both business books.
I knew they were both books.
Yeah. Yeah. So
well, they clearly sounded businessy, self-helpy.
Knew they were book titles.
I was going to start throwing out some other books, but I didn't want to bore people. So, you know, have you read this and that?
Yeah, that's good radio. Have
but
you read
I just
this?
Like, yes. I mean, when he's talking about reading, you know, some conceptual business books and, you know, sort of extrapolating that to the NFL, I'm like, all right, not the average guy in the locker room. That,
now,
that
could he go the other
the
way?
Years.
He'll learn the offense, but he thinks too much.
Well, yeah, I think this
overthinks
be,
things.
I think there could be part of that. You know what we talk about sometimes: intelligence, too
right.
much of intelligence.
Don't
even.
Question me; just do it.
I like the way he talked about the Wonderlic too. I mean, there's a bright guy who obviously is not lost on education.
Right.
You know who's you know really how is this applying to what I'm trying to do on the football field?
Yeah.
You know,
it really doesn't. It really doesn't. I mean,
who was the four? I already forgot. Claiborne? No. Who had the four?
Was it Claiborne?
Oh, this year?
Yeah.
Oh, I forget.
I think it was Morris Claiborne. Yeah,
somebody got a four on the Wonderlic?
Yeah. But it turns out he has a learning disability.
Oh, really? Well, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
That
you know,
that
so,
makes
yeah.
some sense then.
Right.
But I also think it's That's very easy. It could happen.
Oh, yeah.
You miss one.
And that's what I go with, too.
You line them all up wrong.
Yeah, yeah, I missed one.
Because I think it's really hard to get anything, say, less than a 15 or a 20.
Is it like the SATs? Yeah. Is it like a multiple choice thing where you fill in a circle? Yeah.
We all took it. Eric, you weren't here yet, but we all got in the mid-30s. And no one put any effort into it. No one, you know, studied.
We weren't training for it.
Yeah.
What is 50 is the high?
50 questions in 12 minutes.
And you get a point for every question?
Every question you get right, you get a point.
So,
I only got one wrong. Everyone I answered, I got right except for one.
You only answered two questions.
Right. Correct.
2 + 2.
That is correct.
All right. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the ACE ticket hotline. What Patriots news do we have, guys?
Gronk spike.
Yeah.
Gronk spike.
The news is that in his latest spiking video, which Andy and I just discovered yesterday, kind of by accident, he's not wearing the boot anymore.
Light ankle brace.
Yeah, he was doing push-ups in his apartment. he claimed it was like a 1,000 of them.
Yeah, he did the Ron Burgundy 998. Right.
1,001.
But
for
right luck. Behind him is a big Rob Gronkowski fathead on the wall.
Yeah.
You can't make the stuff up that he has.
He really is unbelievable.
And he's funny, though. Like, yeah. Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, I put it on the blog. You don't even watch it.
He's
got buried.
He beat his last opponent in the Madden.
Jared Allen.
Yeah, Jared Allen. So now he's up against
Megatron.
Calvin Johnson in Detroit. And so he has a little Megatron toy sitting on his couch with a sign that says Megatron on it. And he has the remote controls in front of him.
Right.
And he's like, Oh, you want to play a little
Megatron?
Megatron?
I led the league in touchdown receptions. I had a rushing touchdown. And then you see him reach over. He has to, like, hit his controller to make it start. And then he throws a touchdown to himself and spikes the guy.
He spikes Megatron, and Megatron shatters into, like, 10 pieces.
It's
typical Gronk.
And then you get the Ric Flair. Woo!
I think he's going to win.
Ends with woo.
I think he's going to win because he's doing these viral marketing
videos.
That's
a tough one, though. Calvin Johnson, that'll be a tough matchup.
But is it?
Peyton Hillis won last year.
He's great,
Calvin
but how Johnson's, popular is he?
I know,
but
Peyton
Hillis.
Outside of New England, he's hugely popular. I don't know that.
I don't think, yeah. Well, I'm not
he's
sure.
He's great. Everybody acknowledges his greatness, but I don't know that he has a cult-like or a passionate following.
Well, he may not.
How did Peyton Hillis win?
How did he win?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because he certainly isn't like a
I think last
perennial
year they,
all-star.
They didn't do all
Well, last year, Danny
players.
Woodhead.
Danny Woodhead was weird last year.
He got Danny Woodhead got about to this
but
spot.
But people had to vote,
one spot.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying they all were not the same caliber player that you see now.
Right. This is legitimate.
For whatever reason, I think they went with sort of under the radar, like unsung guys last year across the board.
Yeah. So.
I think he could win just because people want to see the next video if he goes to the next round.
Now you know what's going to happen.
But are people...
Someone's going to text right in with all the superstars. Is he under the radar, Paul?
No, there were superstars.
I'm sure there were.
It was like a quarter.
But are people outside of New England as enamored with him as we are?
I think so. I think it's building. I don't think he's superstar yet, but I think it's building. I mean, he's at the Playboy party. He goes in for SportsCenter as his day at SportsCenter. I think he's a pretty big deal.
You think so?
I think Calvin Johnson is a little boring. He's a little clean cut, great, but a little boring. There's no pizzazz or flair.
He definitely doesn't have the Joe Namath style that Gronkowski has. But I think like a guy in California, when he sees those two names in his mind, he's like, oh, Calvin Johnson's a megastar.
But you also have to think, who's voting? Is everybody voting?
Not that guy.
Or are Madden players and young people?
Right.
And I think those young people are drawn to the frat boy party it up.
No, it'll be interesting.
Those are the guys that are
voting
for
this. How many hits did it have at that point? Did you even notice?
Oh, I don't know.
Or like how many have they been getting? Has he been getting a ton of traffic?
No lo sé.
Yeah.
Because I think they're working.
Oh, I do too.
I think they are working in his favor.
And they certainly aren't hurting.
It's building his personal brand image, that he's this... The frat boy kind of thing.
He definitely has the whole, what is it, the men want to be him and the women want to be with him. He's got a little bit of that going on. Calvin
Rico
Johnson does
Suave.
Not. Well, who was that originally? I know
Duende.
Ric Flair used to say it. But
Duende. I don't know.
The expression?
Yeah. I thought it was an athlete that it started with way back when. It might have been Namath.
Well, wasn't it?
No.
Babe Ruth?
No, I think it was,
Joe DiMaggio?
What's his name? Hulk Hogan.
No, it was Ric Flair as a wrestler, but I'm pretty sure there was a real athlete before that. I'm pretty sure there was a superstar athlete
I've always remembered that saying my whole life.
Men want to be him, ladies want to be with him.
Right.
Arnold Palmer.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Thought it was Babe Ruth.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. It was more of a prison
more recent,
boy.
Probably like a Joe DiMaggio type.
Could be Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, maybe. Oh, okay.
It was just announced before you guys came in that Bill Parcells will not coach the New Orleans Saints.
They're going to fill from within.
Yeah, and they're saying Joe Vitt, who is
suspended
for the first six games.
I know.
So I don't know how
so
that's
somebody
gonna work.
There's going to be an interim coach.
Right, right.
That doesn't make any
but
sense.
But it just, I mean, this whole thing with Parcells, obviously Benson wasn't willing to give him the money. That's I'm just guessing, but
I think you hit the nail right in the head.
I think that's it. You know.
I think last week when he leaks out that, and I have no doubt that he leaked it out, that Minnesota had supposedly offered him the keys to the whole ship.
Right.
You know, and that, yeah, you know, I got this other option now, Benson. Yeah,
right.
you gotta cough it up. I think you're right.
Yeah. So
they were gonna have to knock him over for him to come out of retirement, and they didn't.
I don't know what that means for the Saints, but they're going to have some trouble this year. There's no doubt. And
really, though, if it is Joe Vitt, they need an interim coach.
Sure.
That makes no sense.
I know.
Just name one coach for the year.
I know. What else is going around the NFL that we need to bring up before we get to emails and phone calls? Nothing? Nothing really
Draft is 2 weeks away. Yeah, it's all draft stuff. You know, the report yesterday I put on the blog that half the teams in the top 10 want to trade down or out. Of the
according
top 10.
To whom?
According to Rob Rang blogged it from an executive, a league executive, unnamed league executive.
Okay, that's good for the Patriots.
Yeah,
one
of three teams with two picks in the first round.
You really think the Patriots are going to trade into the top 10?
One of the things.
Do you really think that
that
the Patriots would be interested in trading
that high?
I think
the more movement there is above the Patriots, the better it is. You know, just you know, people are willing to be dance partners. You know. Because one of the things you don't know.
I mean, do you think they want to move up?
I don't. I think every year they're looking at every possibility, and I think there were a lot of years that, you know, nothing happened that they probably wanted to, and they just couldn't find somebody to do it with them. Mm. You know, you need two in these trades.
And sure.
I think there were times where they wanted to move up and they couldn't.
But who would they move up for? If you're going to move up, you have, as Bill says, you have a player in mind.
This year.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's
kind of
what
to
I'm
that.
Asking. Like, who do you think they would want that badly that
they
would want to move
now
up?
Now, Melvin Ingram is a top 10 talent. He's considered maybe the best pass rusher in the draft. Would that be a guy you'd give up two ones to go get?
I don't know if I'd want to give up that much.
Not me.
Yeah,
and I love the guy. I'm not that sold on him.
I think Richardson, Khalil, and Luck would probably be my only three that I would say, I'll give up multiple picks to go get that guy.
You don't know. I mean, that's why
I don't like Claiborne.
There's no way to tell what's going to happen
Griffin?
On draft day right now.
I wouldn't
know.
No, too much risk.
Well, I,
go ahead, Andy.
Ceiling's pretty high, but so's the floor is low.
Like, thank you.
If I had a guess, one trade that I think will definitely happen for the Patriots draft, that 47th pick, they'll move down later into the second round and pick up a sixth or seventh round in addition.
But why?
Just to have picks later on.
That's stupid.
Who cares?
Making a trade for trade's sake is not a good idea.
No, but I think
they've done it before.
I think at 47,
not,
they'll be like,
yes, I know. And it wasn't a good idea. It wasn't right.
I'm not saying it is. I'm agreeing with you.
I think at 47, they'll say, you know, we're willing to move to the late 50s with that and pick up a sixth or seventh in addition.
Doing that just
cares
to
about
do
a
it
six
is bad.
Or a
they
seven.
Would be just to do it. It's because there's no one at 47 we think we'd miss up that we can't get later on.
But there might be. I don't want them just if they don't like anybody, trade down, get your
that's what
little
I'm saying.
Sixth round pick that you can cut 3 months later. That's fine. But doing it just, you know, going in with the plan of
right.
at some point I need to trade down so I can get a six.
You could just as
terrible.
Easily get an undrafted rookie free agent who will last
with this
through
team. You got a
camp.
Better chance.
Right.
Well, you do actually, but I mean, I don't understand the fascination with having picks that low.
Well,
those picks hardly ever make
again,
it.
Again, that's not you're missing. It's not the fascination with having the picks that low. It's when you get to that time in the draft and you're looking at 47, it's like, you know.
So where do you want to go from 47
Just make the pick and get it over with in the second round.
Where do I want to go?
Yeah, from 47 down to what?
I don't know. I mean, like maybe 58. 50,
okay,
you know.
So in a 10-pick span, you don't think there's a great chance that at least two, three guys are really good players?
Well, there probably are, but
so it's up to you to find out who those are.
Right. Well,
and to take the best chance that you have of getting that player.
But they think that there's also the chance that in that 10-player span or that 10-pick span that they think there's 10 guys that we're all saying are about the same value, we can get one of them. and pick up the extra pick.
But only two or three of them will probably be really good players.
It comes down to picking the right guy. You're right.
Exactly.
You're right.
And why don't they have faith in themselves to just pick the right guy? It's always trade down, because they're similar. Well, they're not all the same. If I held a gun to your head and said, I'm pulling this trigger if you don't pick one guy, you would pick one guy.
Sounds like you want
to
do.
I do. I want to hold the gun to his head and say, pick the guy you like.
And I can put up with the ones that Bill has really worked very well in the last several years of taking one of those, either the top of the second round or the second of the two first rounders, and parlaying it into another first round of the next year and an additional pick that year, like the Mark Ingram trade last year with New Orleans. I mean, that's a good trade for both sides. I mean, the Saints got a guy they wanted. I don't like Ingram, but they like him. And the Patriots got an extra pick this year to play. I'm okay with that. But to move down 10 spots and get a sixth round pick,
I'd rather take the spot at 10,
10, increase my odds by however slight. My odds are better at 47 than 57.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, however slight that might be, my odds are better of getting a great player at 47 than 57.
Or I'd settle for a guy who can make the team and contribute. I mean, he doesn't have to be great.
Your odds of getting a great player might be the same, but I would argue, because I think great, you can get almost anywhere.
I think your odds
of getting a better player at 47 are light years ahead of 57.
Absolutely.
It just is. It's the way it works.
Plus, we'll be done at like 1 o'clock or noon on Sunday or Saturday, whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean.
And honestly, who's really paying attention to 5th, 6th, 7th round picks when they come across
the
screen?
But even then.
Nobody.
I mean, even moving down.
Nobody.
You have to have somebody willing to move up. It's so hard to say this is what they're going to do because they don't know. They don't know exactly what they're going
to
do.
But that's why I boil it down to, are there guys you would trade up for and how far?
Yeah.
Now, I would not trade up into the top. As I blogged yesterday, the two firsts get you right around 10. If you add in the next one, you get to 5. You add in the next one, you get between 4 and 3. If you were willing to trade all 4 picks, you could get as high as right around 3.
But who is there?
Why not just cut out the middleman and trade Brady for Luck?
Oh,
you would.
Oh,
you've been trying to unload Brady for 3 years now.
Wow.
But
I know you're only joking, but yes, I would make that
some
deal.
Combination of those. Is there a guy you'd like at 15?
Right.
Is there, Mark Barron is a guy I said, I might trade up for. Merciless is a guy I would consider trading up for.
Yeah, 15,
not a long way.
15 to 20, I think, is the range where I could reasonably see that they would make a jump to get a guy like, if Barron or Ingram were to slip to that point, I'd say, all right, I'd be willing to move up to that position. I wouldn't want to move up top 10, though, for either one of those guys.
Where we have Merciless went to like 18 or something, and we were now you get in the range where you could.
We were doing a bunch of the mocks yesterday, and we got one of them got him in the low teens, the high teens, I suppose. I mean,
depends on your perspective.
Right.
Yeah.
18 or something like that, and Andy and I both said, now you're getting into that area where it's not going to mortgage the future.
Right.
You're not blowing up the rest of your draft just to get up and get this guy like you would for Melvin Ingram. Most guys have him in like 7.
Yeah, now. I wouldn't trade up for him.
And he's not a sure thing. I like Ingram a lot, but I am not sold on him enough to go up and say, I need to do all the stuff that Andy just rattled off that it would take to get up
there.
Is there any
chance that Trent Richardson falls past 5?
Possible.
Yeah, but like 6.
Yeah. But not out of the top 10.
Every slot he falls will be, wow, I can't believe he fell this far. I mean, there's no chance he's getting.
I think he might be 6 in one of the mock drafts that we did yesterday.
I think he did too.
Because if he does fall to that spot, there's going to be a team that's not currently in the top 10 that says, we got to move up and get this guy.
Especially if all these teams want to trade out.
Yeah.
Like the Bengals. They have 2 first round picks. If he's falling, maybe they decide, we're going to add him to Ben Jarvis Green Ellis because they've said they want another running back to pair. Maybe they're a team that goes.
They definitely want one.
Now all of a sudden you have elite running back, elite wide receiver, and your young quarterback. You've built that triangle on offense.
Yeah.
And elite tight end. You've built
square. Right.
True.
It's square.
Like square.
Yeah.
Maybe an
octagon. Trapezoid?
Trapezoid. So.
I just leave him alone sometimes when he's going like that.
In a total side note, because it's on the TV behind Paul.
Oh, now we have a total side note?
This Ozzie Guillen thing is fascinating.
Now, what did he say? That Castro is our Hitler?
I think he said something. No. Dan Levitard said that.
Oh, yes. Okay.
He said,
I like him.
He said, I love and respect for Fidel Castro. Something along those lines. It's paraphrasing.
Yeah.
Not quoting specifically. But I think he used the word love and respect.
And it was, I get his point on some level. It was about, people have tried to get him for years, and he didn't allow lasted them to, all this, he's lasted yeah. this long. I think he's drawing a parallel to himself. A lot of people hate Ozzie Guillen
right.
and have been trying to quote unquote get him for years, and they haven't been able to. He's succeeded. He was manager in Chicago. Now he's got his own team. But obviously in Miami,
yeah.
there's a lot of Cubans.
But if he used the word left. He used the word
he don't want sheets of plywood floating across the ocean to get away from Castro.
He did use the word love.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what got him in trouble.
If he had just used the word respect and he was trying to make the argument you just made, I think he might have been able to get away with it.
I don't know that he meant love. It's like,
I agree with you.
I throw the word love around when I don't really mean love. Like you say.
Like you're in love with a guy, like a player.
You gotta love, I can't even think of.
You gotta love Gronk. And his spiking
videos.
But even
somebody who's less likable, you got to love Belichick. No matter what, he's going to stick to his stance. I don't love Belichick, but I love the fact that he's, you know what I mean? You use that phrasing.
Was that the context in which he was using
it? Yeah,
well,
I think
see,
so.
And that's the other part of it,
but then
too.
Today, he's suspended five games.
Five games.
He went on the whole English-Spanish thing today, which I knew was going to happen.
And he
said lost in translation.
They asked him if he thought about resigning, and he said, I'm not a queer. Hello, do we need another press conference?
Right. Did he mean quitter?
No. Well, he
did
said
he mean
coward.
Twitter?
He meant coward.
Oh, okay.
But he used.
Well
now
I know,
you're aligning queer and coward.
Right. One of the,
is a coward see, a queer? Or is
see,
a queer
but I don't
a
know. See, I, that's what I'm saying. Like that's
stop talking. Just
he
talking.
Fell back on some of the things that he was thinking in Spanish, and then when he answered in English, he didn't say properly. Now
I think he's an idiot in both languages.
I'm not sure that I buy that explanation, but he did use it, and I'm sure the queer thing is. Along those lines.
Now, how did the
maybe?
How did
he's
the,
also
how did
the guy who said,
"I
love the
WNBA
games. And Madonna, and some of my best friends are gay." And
right.
How did the response or the statement come up? Was he asked something about Castro?
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
that
I,
was
well,
it's
it was
a People Magazine
Time.
Big
Time
one Time of those magazine. Newsy stories.
But that's the other thing too is that's unfortunate in this day and age when you don't. I didn't see the story. I still haven't seen the story.
No one has.
And. Actually, Andy explained it in a way that I hadn't even heard yet. That's how much this story is being
right.
sort of recounted incorrectly, I think. Listening to the radio this morning and watching some of the stuff last night, it was the blanket statement that Eric just said, you know, love and respect. And on the surface, you'd say, how could any human being possibly have love for Fidel
right.
Castro? But that's not really what he's talking about, and it's not really what he's saying, but... No one's really explaining it that way. They're fixating on that term.
Now,
it's like, you know when Andy and I always joke, we ask Belichick questions all the time. And when he doesn't really agree with us, he'll say something like, yeah, Andy, no, not, you know, like, and we just say, nope, we're just going to stop it. Yeah, we don't really do
he
it.
He agreed with me.
But
he said, yeah.
But you could, you know, because he right. actually said it.
Right.
Well, and I think that's, I don't think he has... love and admiration for Fidel Castro.
Okay, well, that may be true, but let's just, for the sake of argument, let's say that's how he really did feel. Maybe he was, you know, a communist at heart, and he was a supporter of the
sure.
Castro regime. If he felt that way, was that worth being suspended over, if that's how he really feels?
PR-wise, yes.
But see, but here's
no, I mean, I'm not talking about PR-wise. I mean, like...
Yeah, but where they play...
No, it's all PR
yeah,
for
it's,
them.
It's all,
they have
it's
a lot
all
of
PR.
Cuban
it's not, it's I, not a matter of right and wrong with this. Their whole fan base is
that.
Gone. They're going to say, I'm not ever going to a Marlins game as long as
they don't even have a
thing.
Fan base to start with.
That's the problem. I'm with you.
I get that completely. And I agree with the Cuban-American position on Castro, that he needs to go and all that. But I'm just saying, if this were some other thing that another group was taking offense to, at what point does Ozzie Guillen get to say, hey, wait a minute, I have a right to my opinions.
Right. Well, I think in Chicago he would. I think if he had said the same thing in Chicago, he wouldn't have been suspended.
Yeah, I agree.
Because their fan base is not Cuban.
Yeah,
the issue here is money. It's the owners losing games.
Because on the surface, you can sit there and
say...
No,
I know. I'm just saying, at what point does he have the right to say, wait a minute, I shouldn't be suspended for believing what I believe.
You're right.
Well, anywhere else he would, but
it's a free speech thing.
You can't alienate your customers.
Yeah,
as a business.
I totally agree with that. I get that, but I'm just saying...
It only happened there.
But I think he gets it, too, and I think that's why he's saying...
That's why he agreed to do all this. But if he really, really felt strongly about a certain topic, whatever that topic might be...
That even shows you that
he doesn't... That's what I mean.
This was something he said. You're right. If he were a true communist and Fidel Castro was his hero,
he wouldn't have backed
I think
down.
He'd stick with it. This
especially
shows you.
Especially a guy like him,
right?
Who may, you know brings stubbornness to a level that Andy and I could never possibly imagine to get to. But I understand your point. And but the first thing I thought, you know how these things drive me crazy. The PC things drive me crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And before anybody attacks me, I'm not suggesting that Fidel Castro was in any way a sympathetic figure.
Oh, but you have the right to believe what you believe.
Exactly. And isn't that kind of what this whole country was based on, was it's okay to have different beliefs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Than what, you know, we were told, you know, in colonial times that we had to
right.
believe in.
Yeah.
And for him to get suspended for something that's admittedly controversial stinks.
Well, like
but
Mendenhall.
It's not about...
Mendenhall wasn't suspended, was he? He didn't
right.
have any...
No.
Just
lost Twitter followers.
Right. right.
It's
right.
not, but it's not a legal...
You're an idiot. I'm out.
It's not a legal right and wrong. He's right. not being persecuted by the law. But at the same time, I think Jeffrey Luria has to sit there and say, this is really, really bad for my business.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
There's a large percentage of my fan base is Cuban American.
And Ozzie Guillen has the right to say, no, I stand by everything I said.
Exactly.
Fire me if
and
you
fire
have
me,
to,
yeah.
but, you know, he doesn't.
But he didn't, because I think he knows that
right.
it probably wasn't a smart thing to say.
This is just his boss, you know, slapping him on the wrist and saying, we got to do this, move on.
But I get Eric's theory about, you know, the whole thing. Like, at what point, you know, you're able to say things that people don't necessarily like or agree with.
And is a five-game suspension going to appease or placate those people who are upset about what he said?
No. But that'll be a I think, a vocal minority. I think there'll be a small group of really, really passionate, but I don't think that'll be a big number.
All right, we're going to take a break. But before we do, Josh gives us the update on the views for the Gronk Madden video. At 11 o'clock, it was 9,000, but now one of them has over 200,000 views, and another one has 114,000. So
the power of PFW in progress.
Yeah. So there you go. If you want to vote for Gronk, now's the time to do it, right? He's in a fight with Calvin Johnson.
Megatron.
All right. Let's take a break. He's not there. We can't. Okay, never mind.
Okay. As you were.
Everybody put your food down and get your mic back.
Gentlemen, shut off your engines.
Why don't we take a quick phone call on the
right.
Ace Ticket Hotline. Tim from Pensacola. Hey, Tim.
Oh, boy. Hey, Fred. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, you know what? I have two quick comments to make and a question. First, I'd like to say I'm in the vocal minority in that I don't really care much for the red uniforms. I prefer the blue. I think they make us look elite. I think the red uniforms make us look like a 3-13 team. Maybe it's bad memories, but they're not winning uniforms.
That's one of the most well-thought opinions that you've ever espoused on this show, Tim.
It's wrong.
I like the red better, but
dead wrong.
I totally get that.
Haven't they actually done scientific studies on the whole tiger red thing?
No, but he's talking about the Patriots.
No, I know.
And
but
I think that's a very sound theory.
Red
is a more powerful color.
Red is not a loser color.
If you're an old Patriots fan, you associate red uniforms with losing.
Well, if you're an old Patriots fan, you associate losing with Patriots. You don't need colors or anything. It's just
but not with the blue uniforms.
Right.
Well, so but also, and then my other thing is I want to actually defend Belichick's drafting and stuff like that. Look, I didn't like last year how we traded down every year, but I don't think we should trade up simply to trade up. I think last year you had a bunch of pass rushers where you could have stayed in your slot and actually picked one or actually moved up a couple of spots. I don't know. I think it was that Quinn guy that was there. Look, the only person I'm really targeting this year is Stephen Hill, so as long as we get him, I don't care what we do. But
overrated. Don't waste your time.
Just say the Rams call us. Say there's somebody on the board at 31 that they really, really want, and they offer us a crazy deal like, you know, we'll give you our number one, our number two this year and our number one next year. You telling me you're not going to make that deal?
I would do that.
You see? So,
but that's what I was just talking about, Tim. I think that
Robert Quinn in that deal.
He has made those trades in the last couple of years. They've been very, very good trades. But the trade that Fred brought up about the second round pick at 40 in the mid 40s and moving down to accumulate a sixth round pick, I'm not interested in that trade. But if I can get a first round pick next year and a second round pick this year for my number 31, I'll do that.
Yeah, but I'll just say, look at this. Look at that Gronkowski draft. I mean, you know, where we moved down instead of taking Dez Bryant and got McCourty. Now, I know he was absolute crap this year, but look at how he played last year. And then look at some of the value players we got. We got a Gronkowski. We got a Hernandez. Say what you want about Belichick's draft. And I think it's very true that you can look at, you know, from the 2007 season around that area, and they were really bad drafts. But I think recently Belichick's kind of made the rebound, although I didn't agree with the Rusty Dowling pick. So I just called to give my 2 cents in, so...
All right, Tim. Thanks.
Thanks, Tim. He just kind of faded out there.
Is your mic?
You're not even fading,
Tim. Tim just kind of faded out there. Anyway, all right. I'm going to take a quick break. Food's here. We'll be right back.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a turbo shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
These Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites, your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
And now, story time with Fred Kirsch.
I had this dream. I was in this, it was sort of like a cafeteria setting with big glass windows. And a lot of people there were people that we worked with and like on the travel party. So we're looking and there's this weather coming and it's like dark clouds and it turns into this tornado. So I'm like, everybody get away from the windows. We get away from the windows and trees are coming down, but luckily nothing happened. So then that passes and then we decide that, okay, dinner is coming soon, but a lot of us wanted to work out after dinner, so this cafeteria turns into a hotel. And now a lot of us have to go up in the elevator to get our gym stuff, because after we eat, we're going to work out. So we get in the elevator, and it's a bunch of people, and one of them's Gino. And Gino has no pants on, Gino Capoletti. And his unit is attached to his hip.
And it was like,
hello.
It was like a weird deformity, like that no one ever knew about, but there it was. It's like, and my thoughts going through my mind was, how does he like explain that to women?
Why are you having dreams about Gino's unit?
Thanks, babe.
It was attached to his hip.
I don't care where it's attached. Why are you thinking about his unit?
I don't know. It was just a weird dream.
That was Story Time with Fred Kirsch.
Next week, you're going to tell Gino this story, right? Please.
No. And you better not bring it up either. I think the great part of that story is there's no idea that it's coming. You know, it's like talking about Jim and storms, and all of a sudden you're talking about Gino's unit. It kind of takes you by surprise. So
that's for sure.
All right. Back here in PFW in Progress, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. Josh in New York says, just catching up on last week's podcast, and in reference to the Adam Sandler movies, look at the money he's made from making crappy movies. Not a bad run. Surprise, you guys don't make more money. Also,
me too.
You have a McDonald's ad.
I see what he did there.
I'm reading this because we're coming out of a break, just in case you're wondering. You have a McDonald's ad that plays your well-deserved commercial breaks for the McRib. I'm not a McDonald's frequenter, but I am a fat ass. Don't get me wrong. But after hearing the ad on your podcast, it made me want to go to McDonald's. They, in fact, do not have the McRib anymore. Oh, you can imagine the egg on my face after ordering at the drive-thru and then having to settle for a double quarter pounder. So switch it up or have them bring back the McRib. On to football. Are we still playing that commercial?
Yeah, what happens is the traffic people upstairs give me the commercials and they tell me when to switch them out, but they haven't had me switch it out.
Let them know, will you, please?
I will.
Yeah. I think the McRib is available in some places, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's
seasonal.
Yeah. So,
because they make a big deal of it.
Summertime, right?
Sure, the McRib is back and all that. So,
I've never had a McRib.
I mean,
me either.
Well, at least McDonald's got something out of them. He got the double quarter pounder. So, see the power of PFW. There you go. Oh, and by the way.
Yeah, that mattered. Billions and billions served, and we drove one guy. Yeah.
The McDonald's right here. The 9,000 was yesterday, so it wasn't this morning to this. It was 9,000 to whatever I said today.
So the power of the PFW block.
Still power, yeah. On to football, says Josh. Do you think the Patriots will focus more on the offensive line or the defensive back positions in the draft?
DB.
Defensive back.
Yeah, if I had to say where more will come from, it'll be D-back. So.
Yeah.
That's a good cookie today.
Yeah. Save one for
when have you, they not been good cookies?
When they overcook them, I like them when they're soft and warm. I don't want them hard.
Okay.
Fred, comment?
No. Web radio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398. Let's go to Eldridge on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Hey, Eldridge.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Patriots are not acquiring Terrell Owens, just in case you're interested.
No, I'm not interested.
Or Randy Moss. He signed with San Francisco.
I'm with Andy. I'm rooting for Stephen Hill.
Yeah, okay. Preach it, bruh.
That's what I'm rooting for. But I got a question for you. If, by chance, Mark Barron and Kirkpatrick's gone in the first round, who do you think they would target in the backfield?
In the backfield? Well, we've talked a lot about Janoris Jenkins. That if he slips to that late part of the first round, that Bill might have an interest there, depending on the scouting report he got off the field from all his guys at Florida.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the best cover man, except for his off-the-field issues. That's
he
what
is.
I'm worried about.
He is. And when you watch him play, he looks the best covering somebody. Just smooth, confident athlete, hands, goes up and gets it. Total package in terms of being able to play. Off the field, who knows?
Okay, and also say that we cut Gary Guyton. Is that because they picked up Carpenter?
He was a free agent.
Yeah, Guyton's a free agent, but he
they didn't re-sign him. Right, as of yet.
As of yet.
Generally, guys who are healthy and don't play don't stay with teams very long, and he was a healthy scratch a number of times last year. He fell off the map like few players ever have.
Yeah, he did. Because the first year I saw him, he was real good. I thought he was going to keep him.
Tell you what, though. For a guy who did nothing, he cashed in.
Mm-hmm. Guyton?
Yeah.
He made some
undrafted guy,
sure.
Came here. He got the extension.
And I don't think his career is over. I think some team will pick him up eventually, you know, for camp or whatever. And he'll hook on with a team.
He's too good an athlete. Has too much size and speed to be out of football.
At the very least, he should be a good special teams player.
Right.
So. Okay. One more question.
Okay.
I noticed
he didn't really do much here. No.
Okay. Okay, I noticed that we don't have what, 6th or 7th round picks or 5th round picks? So we just got 1, 2 number 1s, 2 number 2, 3s, and 4s?
Yes, sir.
So you think Bill going to trade down?
Hope to God not.
Fred thinks so. He thinks he's already got the deals worked out in advance.
And I agree with Fred. I think it's a virtual lock.
I hope not.
No.
Well, I do too, frankly. I hope not too. But I think that that's what they do. They don't.
It's idiotic.
Yeah. I mean, if there is a guy that they think is head and shoulders above anyone else at that position, they'll pick him. That rarely happens, though, I think.
All things are never equal. I learned that from a wise man, and his name was Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
All things are never equal, so there's always
a better.
But I have no problem picking up picks along the way if you legitimately want to make a trade, but I don't want trades being made for the purpose of closing the gap in the draft.
I don't either.
If somebody offers something for 31 and you get X, you know, the 1, the 2 this year, and then a 7, okay, that's fine. You picked up a pick there. But your little scenario of trading down from 48 to get to 57 so we can add a 6, ugh.
Why they do it. It's because at 47, there's just no one that we don't think we could get at 57 or whatever.
Yeah, but that's where I
think he might trade up.
He might trade up. I think he trades up. I'm saying the Patriots pick in the early 20s.
Yeah, to get Mark Barron?
Or somebody. Barron would be an example, although he might not last past 15, 16. But
I don't think he's going to last past 12.
Okay.
I mean, everyone's
this guy keeps moving up.
Very definitive.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks,
thank you.
Eldridge. Let's go to Chris with a TIAN. Hey, Christian.
Guys, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Okay.
All right?
Woo!
I'm going to lay the gauntlet down now. If Bill trades up, okay, if he trades up in the first round, I will buy you one lunch per week for a month.
Wow.
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 Okay. Come on. Now, any trade up.
Confident. That's a, no, no, no. I said in the first round.
No, 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 but I mean one spot counts. You know, 27 to 26, 31 to 30.
Yep.
Okay.
Counts.
Woo!
Come on, Bill.
Come on, Bill. Come on, Bill.
So the gauntlet's been laid down. I really hope he does.
Should we tell him? Maybe he'll make one of those deals with Andy Reid that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, that doesn't count. Come on.
Okay, you've laid it. I'm looking forward to it. My fingers will be crossed on draft weekend.
So that's it. So you have my word.
Okay.
I was kind of disappointed. I got a last-minute invite last week to the ESPN.Boston draft party for the season ticket holders and people who have the suites. And, Andy, weren't you on that panel?
Yeah, I used to be.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You're not
why,
as disappointed as Andy was.
I got booted. I got Adam Schefter'd.
You got Adam Jones, I think.
Or Adam Jones or whoever. How did it play out? Was Adam Jones on the panel or did he host?
No, Adam Jones is on the panel. Trey Wingo.
Oh, that's a joke.
Yeah.
What does he know about the draft?
No,
I'm looking at him right now. What do you know? He's actually looking at me. What do you know? And I just made him stumble a little in his read.
You just made a mess up. I'm listening to him.
He's smirking. I'm making him very uncomfortable.
Does he have a scarf on?
No, but he's still growing that beard. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you.
But overall, it was a positive experience.
Turn
your mic on, Fred.
Wow.
Relax.
Jonathan addressed the crowd and was talking about how they built, you know, the goal this year was by them signing the most free agents out of any team this year, was that the goal is to strengthen their depth and how important it's going to be to be in good cap shape the next couple of years because it's going to remain relatively flat. And, you know, it just screams like they're not moving up. They're just going to. If anything, they're going to move back and keep getting picks because he stressed the value and the importance of draft picks.
I just think
more important now in the next couple of years than they have been in a long time.
I just think you can't put a percentage on that chance moving up or down. It just you don't know, and I think honestly they don't know either. I don't think they're going into the draft thinking there's no way we're moving up. I just don't think so.
Oh, they never do.
Yeah.
But I just have a problem with the whole we needed to fix our depth. I don't think depth was the issue. I think starting and playmakers on defense was an issue. That had nothing to do with depth.
You
had plenty of depth. The problem is the depth started. That was the problem.
There's too much starters. There's too much depth.
Too much depth and not enough talent.
Too much special teams focused guys.
I also think that, you know, and to back Christian's side up here, you know, how much do you think it has to do with the fact that they only have 6 picks? Because a lot of these guys are one-year deals. So in essence, they're draft picks. They're bringing them in for a year, and they're hoping that some of these guys provide what maybe – a 5th-round pick might have provided.
I don't even need that. I can re-sign all these Jags.
Don't extrapolate that. I like that.
Talent. They need some players in the 15 to 30 range, not in the 40 to 53 range.
But I don't think it's a coincidence that all of a sudden they signed 13 guys in a year where they suddenly only have six draft picks as opposed to the 9 or 12 that they've had the last couple of years when they haven't signed nearly that many.
Well, do you think it's any coincidence that we had Anthony Gonzalez on and Paul has used extrapolate twice this show?
I didn't realize that was a big word, but next time I'll check it with Eric's word of the day next time.
Now, how do you use? Is it interpolate?
All right, Christian.
It's between
thanks,
the two.
Guys.
All right, Christian.
All right.
Ooh, lunch for a month. Woo!
Webradio@patriots.com. Josh in London writes in. He says, hey, guys, love the show. I've been listening for a few years now, and I think the interview segment we've recently had with Schefter and Hoyer and now Gonzalez has been great. You guys ask proper questions that actual fans might ask, resulting in interesting answers and good radio.
Thank you.
Regarding the draft, I know people aren't that Paul, no? You don't agree?
I didn't say anything.
He was burping.
Regarding the draft, I know people aren't that excited about the talent expected to be available around our picks, but I think the likes of Merciless, Perry, Barron, if he slides, or Still on the defensive side, and Hill, Randall, and possibly Jeffrey on the offensive side could be all we need to become a near-dominant force next year. What with the improvements made to the receiving core through free agency and the hopeful improvement in McCourty's play? I'd like to end with a question for Andy and Paul. Fred, you can
not
answer
Eric.
Too if you feel you want to. If you don't want to feel left out, which is
what about Eric?
Which
was
is,
totally left out of the question.
Right. Well, he was on vacation last week. So
he was on holiday.
People didn't realize
on
he
holiday.
Was coming
well,
back.
Well, good use of the word.
Now, Fred used it last. Forget it.
It's not walkabout. No, Fred used it properly.
I said
and
Eric
got
was on holiday.
Why is Andy putting his hands up like that? That
because Andy had a funny in his mind that he shared with us off the air that we can't.
That is
really
only appropriate for off air. We have very few rules around here.
The question is, who do you think might get picked early on, like Ponder and Locker were last year, where you just go, "Wow, didn't see that coming," and by who?
Oh,
who's the reach or?
The reach could be Tannehill. But
I was going to say it's always whatever Cincinnati takes.
But we see it coming because everybody's talking about Miami wanting Tannehill. That would be the example of Ponder, that next tier quarterback going too early seems like it's now the en vogue thing to do.
Yeah.
Beyond that, who's guys that are go? I think Ingram's going to go too early if he's a seventh overall pick or six or gets in that top 10. I'm sorry, everybody. Oh, he's the next Lamar Woodley. Short, but he. Well, you know what? Lamar Woodley went in the third round.
He didn't get taken with the seventh pick.
Everyone has him going to Jacksonville.
When you're
right?
A top 10 pick, you're supposed to be every box should be checked off. Everything you got the height, you got the speed, you got the quickness, you got the production. There should be no question marks in the top 10.
I mean, I love the guy. He had
projection.
He had no position.
It's all an extrapolation on the college career.
He played everywhere at South Carolina because they couldn't figure out exactly how to use him.
Mm.
That doesn't seem to translate to me to be a seventh overall pick. Don Terry Poe is another one of those guys, by the way.
I was just going to mention him.
Is going to be vastly overdrafted because he ran a lights-out 40 at 340
but
pounds.
But I heard that he might fall, Poe.
Well, that's the thing. When you ride, it's like in stores where they raise the price to then discount it later.
Yeah.
He got pushed so high, he's going to discount.
I hope
still going to be too high, though.
Yeah. I hope for the kid's sake, you're right, because I think that he's – if he ends up getting taken as a top 10 pick, I don't think he's a top 10 talent. And that's, you know, if you just relax. He's a big guy, athletic guy, obviously. Just let him fall where he kind of started this draft process and before the combine run shot him up. A lot of the mock drafts have him in the top, 12?
Who, Poe?
Yeah. Top 10, top 12.
Yeah. Well, I've seen some variants on him. He's going to be a guy that
he's the one who could –
Really.
Now, our Writer's mock draft, he went much lower. He went down around 20 or so.
Because writers are smart.
Well, that's about where he probably should go.
Okay.
Is a quick question on raising the prices. And do hams really cost like $100? My wife bought a ham that she got on sale for $30. But you know how it always tells you the previous price or whatever was like $98.50.
I thought ham was relatively cheap.
That's what I thought.
Well, how big was
a ham?
I don't know, it was pretty big. We still had a lot of ham in the fridge.
Was it one of those honey baked hams?
She got
Oh, those are expensive.
But
I don't know if it's $100 expensive. But.
And she got it for like 30 something. Was the price at discount or whatever?
Was it past the expiration date?
No, I assumed because it was like
that's good stuff.
Eastern,
by the way.
It was very good.
Those are good hams.
But I just couldn't imagine spending $100 on just a ham.
Yeah, neither could I.
But ham. I think it's false advertising.
Remember those hams that came in the can? You peel back the lid.
Never had one of those.
No. isn't that called spam?
No.
I know what he's talking about. I just have never had one.
What do you mean a ham in a can? How does a ham?
It was like
a
almost big, a rounded
like
triangle.
An oval. It was like an oval almost.
Yeah. So
like
it's not really a ham.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was
ham processed
inside.
Ham.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. It's it's like Pringles.
But
aren't
it's
really
ham.
Chips.
It says
they're
ham
not shaped
on the...
like that.
It says ham.
No, but
it's like Pringles, not really chips.
Well, they're not. They're potato mush that they shoot out of a gun in the shape of a Pringle. So that ham.
I hate Pringles.
Oh, I love them.
Really?
Tremendous.
I don't like it. Never liked Pringles.
Oh, I think they're tremendous. You just eat nonstop.
Oh, I mean, I'd much prefer Lay's.
Well, they're different.
Do you go for the sour cream and onion ones, Andy?
All of them. I like salt and vinegar. I have this weird thing, too. I like to lick the flavoring off and then eat the chip.
Oh, my God.
It's this
weird.
Paul
is losing it completely here.
But they're two different things. I don't consider Pringles and
potato
chips.
No, but if I'm gonna choose a chip, I'm choosing Lay's over
a potato
Pringles.
Chip.
Well,
yeah,
they do build
that's
themselves
Lay's.
As potato chips.
You like
yeah,
the I know, but
Pringles
they're not.
Because they're all a uniform shape too, as opposed to like potato
well, yeah,
chips,
you,
which are kind
and
of
you
all.
You can kind of pick up like a stack of like five of them, eat them all at once, and they're just yummy.
I
they're not
Pringles.
Greasy
I hate
either,
the taste
like
of it. No,
potato
they're not,
chips.
Yeah, I just can't stand Pringles.
Pringles are all right.
I like
them,
but they're not a potato.
P.S. is
different snack food,
Fred.
Yes,
I like Lay's.
Regarding the Wembley game next year, Mr. Kraft hit the nail on the head when he said it's going to be like an extra home game. There are so many Patriots fans compared to all the other teams here, and I suspect it's the same around Europe if not the world. Well, that's what we're looking for, total world dominance. That's what we are looking for.
Looking down the glasses that he doesn't have. That he doesn't wear.
Okay.
Well, a locker room they got there.
A lot of good emails today. By the way, I have to make an announcement.
Okay. Because
we've had a lot of emails regarding this subject.
Yes.
A lot of people were excited about me getting alpacas, as I was. But I have to announce that I am not getting alpacas.
Wait, what happened?
It just started adding up too much money.
You put your foot down?
Well, no, I didn't have to put my foot down. I just made a decision.
Sounds like Bill Parcells.
It's not like I had to convince my wife that it was a bad idea. She realized it, too. It was, you know, between the fencing
otherwise,
and the land clearing.
That's right, building
the shed and then just, you know, the alpacas were the cheapest part of everything. You know, getting them was no problem. But it was all this other stuff that I had
to
do.
So that day that we were at Andy's Cube and we were doing the math for you, it came to, to be accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, no. So
tell you who's happiest about this, those three alpacas that get to keep their testicles.
So I'm a little bummed out about it. I was really looking forward to it. I'm not saying I'm ruling it out ever, maybe next year, but not this
gonna
year.
Save up. Tax return.
Did you already have names picked out for them?
No.
Fudge alpaca.
I was thinking Al
Fudge
Pacino.
Paca.
Al Pacino would be a good name for one of them.
Al Pacino, that's a good one.
Right.
That is a good one.
Yeah. But, alas, it will not happen.
You're never going to do it, I can see.
I will probably do it someday.
Just save your tax refund. Boom, right to it.
Yeah.
Next year. Or is that paying off bills?
No, the kid needs to go to these camps, the lacrosse camps, and it's just...
Needs to or wants to?
Well, if he wants to have a chance to play, you have to, you know, do this stupid stuff.
Chance to play what?
It's not want, Andy.
High school or college?
College.
So he has a legitimate chance to play some college?
I mean, he's getting letters. And,
really?
Yeah.
So then he's all set. He doesn't need camps.
But
you're holding out hope for a scholarship.
Yeah, I want money.
His face just lit up. His eyebrows went way up.
At least some money. You know, I'm not saying full boat, but one of the schools literally said, "Come on in. We'll tell you what we can might be able to do for you financially."
And you know, he doesn't have to get a scholarship per se, right?
No, I know.
All these schools have financial aid money that is allotted.
But they
for
also
each
say
team.
The best way to get with us is come to our camp, get to know our coaches, have us get to know you.
Yeah, they tell you that.
Unfortunately, one of them's in North Carolina.
And they tell you that so you can pay them.
Well, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
They're in the business of making money.
Oh, I know. But, you know, so first things first, get him out of the house, and then I can do some other things.
And I can get an alpaca.
So I hate to let everyone down. Because
you did kind of string us all along and lead us
as
on.
I,
perpetrating a fraud.
Look, Jackson's going to be mad. I told him he was going
to
pet an alpaca.
I had the guy scheduled to come clear the land, you know, next week, and I had to call him and say, sorry. I'm still going to take down some trees, though.
You could still
clear the land, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm going to take down some trees.
So you're going to extend the home run line a little bit?
Maybe.
For wiffle ball?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mark from Cheddar writes in, he currently in Lake Tahoe, so he's on holiday.
He's stateside.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Lake Draft, Tahoe. Mrs. Chilly, Draft, no. Grandpa Draft, work. And hey, what? There's a draft going on. We should trade all our picks for Tim Tebow. Wow. What's up, Court? That would be me.
That's you.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see Tim Tebow preach
at
to 30,000 people?
Yes. No, he didn't.
15,000. Oh, no.
15, yeah.
Half
15.
Of them didn't show up.
Oh, really?
Thank you to those people that came to their senses.
Well, I heard half of them after he was done left, so they were just there to see him.
What?
After he was done, a lot
they
of
left
people
the service.
Well, obviously. Well, I don't know.
He was the celebrity person.
Yeah. What's up, Court Soakers? I thought I would include a limerick about Fred.
People are on the limerick kick.
There
these
once
days.
Was a man named Fred, loved seeing junk in his shed. No, not TMZ or Scowls the Artie. Brett Favre can confirm, he said. I don't know.
That one was pretty good.
Loving the free agent signings. Quarterbacks will have Fanini in their face all season long. I've got to call out Andy, though, especially with the amount of time he complains about people stealing his thoughts and not referencing people. He
it's
did
true.
Not.
You do a lot of that.
He did not come up with the name Mrs. Draft for Eric. I did, and I have proof.
I believe him.
But we'll send a, but we'll send a separate email about it next week because the show it started on was one of the best shows ever.
Give big ups to Mark right there. He actually got Andy to say, you might be right.
Also,
I have a bad memory.
Also, we got a new iPad last week, and the first app I downloaded was Patriots Football Daily.
Nice.
Already subscribed to the online version of the paper, so it was really easy to set it up. Good work, guys. So, great. Thank you. Everyone,
good job, Mark.
Everyone with an iPad.
Follow Mark's lead.
Patriots Football Daily. Keep in mind, it's not weekly. It's daily.
And those photos football. Will jump off that, what is it, retina screen?
Retina screen. We just came up with an update to, we optimized it for the retina screen.
When are we going to optimize our photographers for the retina screen?
Oh. You see, again, that's where the truth can be mean.
It's gotten to the point, though, where the photographers already beat us to the punch when they're with
oh,
us.
Oh, yeah.
They know
oh, yeah.
That's
We've
coming.
Beaten them down to just join in.
Have any more blurry photos for us to look at?
So what does a crystal clear blurry photo look like? Because that's what you'll get if you get Patriots Football Daily.
That's not right. We have some of the best photographers in the NFL.
Where?
We do.
And our webmaster's the best, too. Yeah, and he told me it was 255 characters, and it is, and it's 190.
I think you're crazy.
Do you have problems with the webmaster?
A little bit. We got into a fight yesterday. The whole office was watching.
Yeah, it was awkward.
Freddie, I missed it. One afternoon, and
Annie told me about it.
All
today.
Hell breaks loose.
He went with the watermelons under his arms, marching from his cube to the webmaster's office.
Geekville.
Oh my God! And they just. It wasn't so much that they were going at it. It was more that Andy was, like, beating him on the head verbally, and Chris was sort of
who
like...
Who started the fight? Who started
oh,
it?
Oh, Ferrer started
Thank
it.
Thank you.
And I walked away.
Sure.
He took a swan dive
and
off
Andy
the River
tried to
Bridge
respond thinking
ago.
Chris was still there, and when he realized Chris wasn't there, he got up and marched across
So he was more embarrassed that he was yelling at no one, yeah. right?
No, because yeah. Chris knew he threw a barb and tried to run, and I chased after him.
Chased after him. And cornered him in his office. And there were other people in the office. And it was. Yeah, and it got to a point where Maura, our graphic designer, turned around to me and said, is he still yelling at Chris? This is about 5 minutes later. I said, yeah.
But the best part was the whole thing. We have a new feature on Patriots.com of a slideshow. And we put up the top quarterbacks in a slide as I run down from 11 to 1. And you got to write an abstract for each photo. It's got to be 255 characters. That means spaces, punctuation, everything. 255. You got to do it in Notepad and count everything. So I did it. Every bleeping one of them is cut off because it apparently wasn't 255.
You know you don't have to actually count them, right?
No, it's in the thing.
It's,
no,
in,
I know.
It's in Word.
Well, I don't think it's in Word.
Yeah, it is.
It is in Word, but it's also in Notepad.
Yeah,
Either
I did
one.
It in Notepad.
Okay.
And,
yeah, Word has – you have to actually click on the little thing down there that
okay.
says where the word count is.
It has
and
it
gives
it.
You characters,
characters
and characters
well.
With spaces, but characters without spaces.
It clearly, well, he's now claiming it was a bug in the program because it's never his fault, you know. It's always a bug with somebody. Never his fault. But he claims it's
go,
a bug in the program.
This isn't going to go well this afternoon.
Oh,
what's up, Chris?
Man. Poor Chris.
Yeah.
John of South Carolina. Andy, you make a lame argument. While the truth may not be mean or kind, the way you state the truth can be mean or kind as
Absolutely.
Well as misleading.
Absolutely.
Saying a person only had 5 catches in 3 years is not truth. It is a partial truth. Truth would be having 5 catches in X amount of attempts or X amount of games. You leave off the truth about the player being injured because it helps you paint your version of the truth.
I had already talked about that with him.
In this case, the truth is mixed with opinion acting as truth, so the truth is misleading, which means your truth is a lie or an attempt at lie, and I would consider a lie mean. So screw you, butthead.
Wow. Well, butthead.
Now. Well done again.
So I believe he has 5 catches in 10 games, 11 games?
Well, last year he had none in 16, right?
Well, I thought he only played 8. He was inactive.
Yeah, but he was inactive the other games. Healthy.
Oh, yeah. But he only played in.
Yeah, but he was eligible to.
When you're not on the field, you don't have the opportunity to make a catch.
Yeah, I agree. Hard to argue with that one.
Whatever, however you want to cloud it, 3 years, 5 catches.
Even Paul can't make an argument for that one. Although Paul can continue to go back to his Mickey Loomis argument. Not sure. You all right over there?
Oh, boy.
Wants to call the priest?
You all right, Andy?
Fred, I was wondering if you found that paragraph in the middle of Paul Domowicz's column interesting at all this week.
Okay.
Or did you actually read it?
I did. What was it?
I doubt it. You didn't read some of the other pages.
About how Mickey Loomis is a puppet.
Right.
And Sean Payton runs the show.
Right.
Okay. That's all. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. You want to revisit this one?
No. No, no, no. That's what was my point.
Relatively speaking, I'm sure he does what Payton tells him to do. But he has things that he does as a general manager. He may not be as powerful as a Bill Polian.
One of which will be
manager.
Hiring the head coach for this interim period.
Which all goes back to my argument about offensive coordinators that we won't get into right now.
Please don't.
This next email comes from Richard.
That's his worst one ever.
Architects.
This next one comes from Richard from the UK, who's on vacation in Victoria.
Dick
Canada,
in Victoria.
You jumped on his line. Oh, can't you just let him? He was going to do it. Oh, he's unbelievable.
Just read it anyway, Fred.
All right.
He's a child.
So Dick in Victoria was a bit premature.
Oh.
Laughalation.
No, I was just... No, there was no, something.
What are you rubbing
doing?
His chin. His eyes
his
are
eyes
closed.
Are closed.
Now he's got his finger on his cheek, kind
he's,
of in
he's
a
doing
pensive
his impersonation
look.
Of the sensitivity training guy.
Oh, okay.
He's
that,
more the
that
fat thinking man.
One of Andy's things. Nesson has this new sideline reporter, Jenny Dell.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to go in that Dell.
I said, I
like what, to play the farmer
no,
in that Dell.
Exactly. He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. He just knows it.
Well, it just took you a half hour to think of it.
It takes you forever.
Well, I forgot.
You had your eyes closed.
You forgot her name?
I forgot her name, yeah.
She's got a strong front court, Fred.
Oh, yeah, and she likes to show it off with skin-tight clothing.
Nothing wrong with that.
She was at UMass the same time I was and was in a lot of the... I mean, I never had the balls to talk to her, but we knew who she was.
Well, she was on the planet
the
same time all of us was. But, you know, I mean...
Was.
Or were.
Or are.
Good point, Eric.
I was focusing on
I
the
thought
past
you
tense.
Were going to say... did you notice that they're going big into Twitter on Nesson? Every time a guy comes up, they show his latest tweet and how many followers he has and all this stuff as part of the broadcast.
Surprisingly low number of followers for all of them.
Yeah, like 5,000 people follow the starting shortstop for the Boston Red Sox. You can't
what?
Even name him probably, but
there's only like
really?
A couple of them that have
John Henry
Ortiz,
has like 200.
Ortiz had the most.
And Ortiz. Those are both at like 200,000. The rest quickly drop off into like... Well, 10,000.
Most of them are below. Most of them are below 10,000.
Yeah. There are people who follow thousands of people.
Yeah,
I mean it's ridiculous.
But I was just more pointing to the aspect of, you know, we kind of did the pregame social with Twitter and all. And
yeah, well,
everybody's
Bruins,
going that way now.
The Bruins did it too. They had they check tweets out during every game, and it's just a waste of time. And this is just, I mean, it's just more nonsense. That Nesson wonders why their ratings are terrible.
Yeah.
But they just beat you over the head with all these promotions constantly during the game.
I think. Using Twitter as a add-on on TV is good when you're looking for, like, viewer sentiment. Like, during the presidential debates, I think that's an appropriate use as Twitter because you can see what people are saying while the thing's going on. So it's like fan sentiment or viewer sentiment. But just, you know, oh, I love Saltamacchia, whatever his name is. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know?
Saltamacchia.
What's his name?
Saltamacchia.
That was close.
Okay.
You missed a la.
Anyway, this person, Dick, who's in Victoria, says, does Brady have any say on which players the Patriots sign in draft for the offense? Which coordinator, defense, offense, special teams, makes the best head coach? I ask because Sean Payton obviously handed over the defense to his coordinator and seems to have paid little attention to that aspect of the team. If what happened to Peyton Manning and the Colts had it transpired at the Patriots into Brady, what would the Patriots have done, and would Brady have been shipped out into where? So he has a lot of questions here. The first one is, does Brady have any say in which players the Patriots bring
Patriots
in?
I would say no.
Limit. I would say little, if any.
But I think if there's someone like he likes, he'll raise it. I don't think he's bashful about saying, hey, we should try to get this guy.
Or get him back.
Well,
yeah, or get him back.
And I think if they have...
Yeah, expressing his opinion is different from actually being courted for his advice.
Sure.
Right. I agree with Eric. And I also think if there was someone controversial like Moss, that he might be talked... I mean, they might run that by him.
Especially since he has to deal with it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No, but I mean, if there was a
controversial... Like Albert Haynesworth, I don't think Brady, they went through. But Ocho...
Yeah, Moss, probably.
I think they probably... And they didn't say, do you want us not to do... I mean, it's not necessarily we're asking your permission, but
we're thinking
we're
of
keeping
doing
you
this.
Abreast of the situation.
What do you think?
Yeah. But he asked,
you want to extrapolate his feelings, Freddie.
It's a good question. And I think, if the exact same thing happened in New England, Brady got hurt, you didn't know about his health and future, and you ended up getting the first pick in the draft, would the Patriots have gone the same route as the Colts?
I think they would.
I think they would have to.
Same kind of thing with Manning, where it's not just like
it's
he tore his
ACL where you know he's coming back.
And there's a finite period of recovery, and he'll be able to play X amount more years reasonably expected.
Right.
But this is different. He could play, Manning could play another 5 years. He could play less than one.
Right.
Who knows?
Right.
You know, especially at the time where they had to make the decision and all that stuff with the $28
million. And let's put it that way. What if it was an injury where you knew he was going to come back from that injury, but – you're sitting there and you're looking
and you
at
the number one
the quarterback of a generation, so they say, probably you won't have that opportunity when Brady is ready. You still might do it.
I think they
well,
do.
That's
still
what might
I
do it.
I would.
Both teams would.
I would.
Yeah.
I think both teams would because it's smart business.
I think it is.
I think it is smart
we
business.
We love to, but you got to think about it as a business. So, and then the alpaca update I just gave.
And you missed one. It's defensive coordinators make the best head coach.
A lot of people say special teams because they have to.
How many special teams coaches are head coaches now?
I don't know.
One.
There's one. John Harbaugh.
Yeah, but Belichick started as special teams.
Oh, come on.
But that's not. But he was a defensive coordinator, though.
You know, I was just being definitive because I wanted somebody to challenge me on the definitiveness of it. I was just going to say, well, two best teams of the last era, Tony Dungy and Bill Belichick. Throw in a little Mike Tomlin. Right? That's evidence right there.
I don't know.
Defense, right?
It was an offensive.
Well, Gruden was offense.
Gruden was offense, yeah.
Overrated head coach.
Andy Reid was offense.
Overrated head coach.
You know, a lot of them were offense.
You're making my point.
Sean Payton.
Sean Payton was
overrated
offense.
Head coach. Ooh.
Is anybody not overrated except Belichick?
Who's not,
And Dungy.
Okay.
Dungy's overrated.
Oh, Dungy's not overrated.
Oh, he's overrated.
He started bobbing his head.
I think anybody that wanted to hold on to the fact that Tony Dungy wasn't a good head coach should have been silenced by the last 2 years in Indy.
Speaking of silence, I just want to urge fans, I believe Patriots Football Weekly will be hitting your mailbox today or tomorrow. Read the edit letter and read the justification Fred Kirsch has for being okay with Rob Gronkowski. Tremendous work done by Fred. Tremendous work.
Wait, why would there need to be any convincing
okay with him
to
for
be
what?
Okay with
Fred,
Rob
you
Gronkowski?
Wanna, you want to tell him you, the point you made?
What, okay with him in regards to what?
In terms of every
it's
day is
his
off-season break.
So far?
Yeah.
Because to me, I'm okay with Rob Gronkowski, too. He's the best
Fred
tight end
tried
in football.
To justify him being okay with Gronkowski and past problems with guys like Ocho. And what was the end sentence?
At least we know where he is.
So he may be in Cuba with a 60... Not Cuba. Where was he with a 60...
What? I mean, what are you trying to...
It's already out there, but your justification is, we know where he is.
Right. It's a joke, Andy.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I wish it were.
Unbelievable.
It isn't.
It is a joke.
No, it isn't.
Obviously, it is.
Because you are okay with him. Right?
It's a joke.
No, the joke is, it's because he's a Patriot.
No, it was a joke. It was a joke.
I don't think it was.
Yes, it was.
The joke was,
it's the
pick out your damn shoes.
It's the quiet ones we have to worry about. It was a joke, Andy.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
Oh, my God.
Then it was missed on me. I missed the humor. I miss Paul's sarcasm meter.
Oh, you know me. I miss it all the time.
Yeah,
that's because Fred's constantly moving the needle on the sarcasm meter.
John writes in, instead of trading up for that impact pass rusher, is there any players you can think of we may be able to trade for? And if so, who should we target?
Jared Allen.
There you go.
Everybody wants him, so.
Well, if the Rams want to make a trade, Robert Quinn.
Yeah, but why would they trade Robert
Quinn? Why would they trade him?
I don't know. He's asked for players you'd want to have trade for. I'd want to trade for Robert Quinn.
No, but well, of the people, Ware, if we're just going to start
about
with...
We just published the free agent list in PFW. What about the guys that actually are available?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Nothing.
No.
Nobody.
Jared Allen
Joey
may be available.
Joey Porter is available. No?
Oh, no. No.
No? Okay.
Andre Tippett's available. He's right in the building. It'd be an easy transition.
He'll probably have the same amount of sacks next
right.
year.
Okay. Alfonso from
what
Lincoln.
Was that look for?
Ribeiro?
Do you want us to make up people that are sudden? I mean, no. I know you believe that all pros are always readily
There's
available.
There's no one on that list that you would sniff at.
No. For a pass rusher?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Tully Bantakane. He's a
I mean, you can bring
guy.
A guy in.
Is he?
No.
Or is he a guy who had 10 sacks?
But I don't think there's any impact guys there. There aren't impact players available.
No. And if they were going to trade up for a pass rusher, last year was the year to do it, not this year.
Yeah, I don't want them to trade up for a pass rusher. There's no one I would trade up for.
Well,
Merciless in the 20s.
As we discussed. I'm, talking,
I mean,
about top 10.
Up, like,
I'm talking about top 10, top 5.
Jumps.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why I would be wholeheartedly for the trade down at the end of the first round thing to get an extra pick, because I don't think the high-end talent is really there. Last year, there were a lot of pass rushers that it was sort of you could assume that you could get a good guy, even if you waited. There was enough talent at that spot to expect there to be somebody that could play available. I don't think they have that this year. You see that my psychopath from West Virginia's continues to shoot up the charts,
Bruce
by
Irvin?
The way. With every arrest, his stock goes up.
Well,
because
he's good.
He can run. He can fly. But I wouldn't take that guy in the first round. Would you take
sacks
him in the first
over
round?
The last 2 years? I mean, that's
yeah,
better
no,
than
he's
merciless.
Very, he's very good.
Well, we've heard from guys from West Virginia, you know, fans that have watched every game. They think that he's the real deal.
Everybody thinks he's the real deal.
But would you take him
Both
in the
ways,
first round?
He's a real deal player, and he's a real deal punk.
Yeah, well,
I mean, if
would you take him in the first
he
round?
He won Paul over
if
at
you
the combine.
Get, but that's with words. Words mean nothing.
I know.
Actions mean something.
He won me over with words, then he went out and got arrested.
You know the entire world is watching. Media, teams, everybody, and you got arrested. That's bad.
Destruction of private property.
We don't know that
he punched a sign in some restaurant and destroyed it.
Right.
We know he did something that he knew would hurt him when he was doing it.
Bad judgment. You're right.
But not even. I mean, it's not that hard to be perfect for 3 months till you get drafted and then become a douche again.
It's
he can't help himself. Clearly, he's a habitual douche.
Oh, I still liked him.
Well, clearly he's a salesman. He's a con artist. Clearly, because he sold all the teams. All the reports were all the teams were buying everything he was selling. Paul bought everything he was selling, and then he went out and got arrested.
Maybe the Patriots need a little volatility.
They
I'm
have
all
it.
For it.
Rob Gronkowski, right?
No, but
at least you'll know where it is.
He's a fun guy. I'm talking about just a nasty,
I don't
mean
think. I don't think that's what we're looking for.
No?
You can be nasty on the field without being arrested.
Right. That's Rodney true. Harrison type. We don't need a Corey Dillon type.
We did that year. Kind of worked.
Yeah, the rest of it.
What kind of guy was he, Andy?
Rhymes. He's in Victoria.
Alfonso in Lincoln, Nebraska says, I know Belichick was in Nebraska and looked at a couple of their guys. With Denard slipping, could you see him as a guy that could make the switch to safety for the Patriots?
I wouldn't want him in the first round.
Fred, you want to handle that? You're big on the position moves.
No.
I would take him.
I would take him
in the second round, but I wouldn't want him in the first round.
Yeah, I agree with Eric. I didn't love him. He's a good player, but I don't think he's great. And the more I read about him, the more seems to be the consensus is that he really dropped off last year without Prince and Mukamara in the same defensive backfield as he was. And that's a concern for me.
Okay.
And I don't pretend to watch Nebraska as closely as Alfonso did. So I'm not exactly sure why everybody made those determinations or how that worked out, but it was just something that stuck out to me in reading about him.
Wait, Alfonso was the emailer?
I thought so, wasn't he? Didn't you say Alfonso?
Yeah.
And it's Alfonso Denard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe it's Alfonso Denard
maybe
trying to email us.
Don't discount the possibility that Fred saw the name in the email and
Could be.
Whatever. he goes, could be. But, yeah, no, I think they're both Alfonso there.
Ross from Glasgow says, hey, men of PFW and Eric, just want to give props to Paul and Andy for their Draft Prospect podcast. Phenomenal work. I was listening to the wide receiver episode and have to agree that I really like Reuben Randall. Therein lies the problem. If we take him, we will likely have to use one of our first-round picks. Given that, I would be stunned if we actually kept and used both first-round picks. That would mean another missed opportunity for improving our defense. How conflicted would you be if we took Randall and traded the other first-round pick?
I don't like that.
I like Randall, but I don't think... I think at this point you might actually be able to get him if you trade down into the beginning of the second round.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be a
first
round
pick. I don't
think
he's a lock first round pick.
I think he's outside.
I think he's less than 50-50 first round right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I do like the player, though. He's another guy that really swayed me at the combine, Andy.
Did he get arrested afterwards?
Probably. You guys, you know, you taught me how to make nice with the guys that smile.
Exactly.
Yeah. As an aside, I'm disappointed in Andy. Earlier in the episode, Fred was talking about trade partners and how maybe the Patriots may have tried to trade up if someone was willing. The phrase was something like, maybe they would have done it if they could have found someone to do it with. Come on, Andy, that was a gimme for ripping into Eric's six-year dry spell Scalavino.
It's unconfirmed.
It's eight.
Yeah, it's longer now. I mean, it's been 2 years now.
I've been saying 6 years for 2 years, so you're right. It's actually 40.
No, come on now.
The virgin
come on now.
Eric.
No.
40-year-old virgin.
I'm going to pull a Colt McCoy here, Paul. Come on now.
Alex from Philly.
Your hand doesn't count.
No, he gave it a name.
No.
Painted a little mouth on it.
Stop.
Like Cartman did.
You see, when you do that, yeah. It just opens the door.
I know.
You remember that South Park, though?
I know what you're talking about.
When his hand was Jennifer Lopez, then Ben Affleck came and his hand went down.
Yeah, you spit all over me, Ben Affleck.
It wasn't right. Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez. Oh, God. Alex from Philly, I hope you
soft J.
I hope you all enjoyed
idiots
your
in this
Easter.
Shaking his head at us.
I had a very good Easter with my $90 ham.
Thought it was
knocked 100. Down to 30.
It was like 97 something. Oh. I mean, it's a great deal.
Who buys ham off the discount rack?
Yeah, what'd you buy at a yard sale?
Pretty sure
the ham was like some of the draft prospects. It was overhyped, and then it was sold, and it was still oversold.
You got, but you got value.
I got great.
You
value.
Got great value.
I didn't even get sick.
Well,
my ham didn't
break. You
did go to the doctor's today.
Well, not from the ham.
As far as you know.
Yeah. You don't get pneumonia
This
from
is what
ham.
He would be doing to us.
Exactly.
How do you know?
Yeah. I was hoping, I was getting my hopes up for us drafting Mark Barron, but after hearing more about him, he's probably going to be long gone when we pick, which leads me to
12, actually, according to
Eldridge.
Which leads 15, me to my 14. Draft question. Should we draft two pass rushers with the first two picks? I know we have a lot of other needs, but picture this scenario. At 27, Merciless is available.
Yes.
We take him.
Yes,
at 31,
I would
Branch
take that.
Is available. Do we take him?
After you get me Merciless, I stop paying attention. I don't care.
They have other needs. That
I wouldn't, or do we get some other need, like wide receiver, defensive back, because we just drafted a pass rusher?
Yeah, well, they
I wouldn't
two
take
guys.
Him. I wouldn't take
they
them both.
Could, but
they
don't necessarily have to go back-to-back.
That's what he wants to do is
no, but I'm
two
saying
guys.
There is plenty of room on this team for
oh, sure.
two edge players.
Yes.
Who can get after the quarterback.
Right. You just don't need to get them at 27 and 31. You can get one in the second round.
Like, if Bill says, these are my two guys, I've been waiting a decade to draft two guys. These guys fit what
I
want.
There's no doubt in my mind.
If
he likes
the case,
take them, Bill. Take them.
If he liked both guys, he would take them. There's no question in my mind.
I will never dissuade Bill Belichick from drafting a pass rusher. He's never done it. I'd like him to do it.
No, I wouldn't dissuade him either.
I wanted him to do it last year when they were actually really good ones.
Teach
it
to the choir.
Do you like Branch that much to take him?
I
don't
like
either.
Merciless better.
Yeah, and I don't think Merciless will be available at 27.
Probably not. That's why.
But I would
trade
take him. I would absolutely take him if he were available.
And when they trade to 23, not only do I get a pass rusher, I get four lunches.
Alex says,
I just want to see them go from 31 to 30.
Some mock drafts I've seen have us drafting a center in the first round. I hope we don't.
No.
Seeing as how we went through four during the year without any visible difference. Speaking of God, did any of you catch Tim Tebow's Sermon on the Mount on Sunday? I only heard about it on TV while watching the news, but was not shocked that Tebow was going to use one of the holiest days of the year as a platform to expand his ministry.
Well,
my only question is how many Jets players do you think were in attendance?
That is the day to do it.
My guess is Mark Sanchez was praying that his arm doesn't fail him this season. I can't wait to see that implosion.
Where was the Tebow
thing?
Texas.
And Texas?
You know, the Christians
I have no
and Texas.
I have no problem with him doing that.
No, he was invited. Why not? Go.
I have no problem with that.
So that's the only, if you're invited, you can go, no matter what it is. Okay, I just want to keep that
as an open. If you're invited, you don't have to go, but if you're invited and you want to go, go.
Did you have a problem with him doing that?
So if Rob Gronkowski gets invited to an orgy, he should go. He was invited.
He just said you don't have to go.
I said you don't have to
go. But he'll have no problem if he goes because he was invited.
That makes no sense.
But how do you make that connection?
I just want to be clear that as long as you're invited, you can go wherever you want.
But you think those two things are the same?
You said he was invited.
Well,
he
I think a lot of people think he's pushing it on people.
Well, a little bit.
He was invited.
Andy's one of those.
It's not like he sent out brochures to churches and said, does anybody want me on Easter?
It's like when he yelled at poor Brian Hoyer last week.
Don't you think?
Not necessarily.
Yes, yes, necessarily.
These Christians look after
each other. Yes, necessarily.
These Christians look after each other.
Yes, necessarily.
Oh, my God.
It's like when he started yelling at poor Brian Hoyer last week. He said, oh, you mean there's such like a quarterback?
You were yelling at Brian Hoyer?
Yeah. Oh. We were talking about Kirk Cousins and what a great guy he is. And so Brian's telling us it's all legit. You know, this guy does this, that, and the other thing. And oh, you mean there could be a good quarterback out there who's preaching his message but doesn't get all the...
So you were kind of yelling.
Oh, yeah. He started talking real fast.
And then that's when Brian looked over at Paul and said, who's he arguing with?
No, not true. Read an email.
Mr. Sensitive.
Let's see. Drew from West Palm Beach, Florida says, I'm listening to the show live on my iPhone, and I just heard that Fred is not going to adopt alpacas. I'm very disappointed.
Sad day.
Now.
It is. Yep.
This is the only reason I've been listening to the show. How do I go on? Just kidding, of course. Keep up the great work. You guys are too funny. Love the dirty jokes in one-liners.
You have a good game in there somewhere, I read. Can you get to that? There was a really good...
Since when do you read the emails?
Since I now get them in my inbox.
Right. Oh, I think this is a draft
scans
selection
for the name
game.
Andy.
He gives us like multiple players, and it's good decisions.
Okay, I'll go right there right
now.
Or
I just go delete.
This is from Troy, who's in Littleton, Mass. Littleton, Mass. Oh, that's where I was going to get
Route
my fans from.
Route 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it all comes back to alpacas. Hello, gents. Time for a quick draft game with the big event only a few weeks away. Who would you draft for the Patriots with each of the first four selections, assuming you have a choice of these players still on the board?
Okay,
pick 27. Here's your choices.
All right.
Michael Brockers, Courtney Upshaw, or Mark Barron?
Barron.
Ooh.
Barron.
Trade down.
I might be tempted to take Upshaw.
I'd be tempted by Upshaw.
That would be my number two. Brockers are my third choice. But Barron would be one.
Pick 31, Janoris Jenkins, Devin Still, Stephen Hill, or Peter Kahns?
Janoris Jenkins. I would take the chance.
Over Devin Still.
What did he call him?
He called him Devin. I think it's Devon. Sorry.
Whatever.
He gives me the throw-up face.
He'll just change his name later. So.
I would go Janoris Jenkins with that second one. You guys?
Yeah, I agreed with you.
Hill would be my fallback.
Pick 48.
You love Hill. You love me some Hill.
I do.
He loves
pick
him.
Pick 48. Vinny Curry, Harrison Smith, Jarrell Worthy, or Kevin Zietler.
Harrison
is a guard
Smith.
Out of Wisconsin.
Who
Worthy.
Did we take so far? We know who the players
okay,
are.
We took
Barron.
Barron and Janoris Jenkins.
I'll take Worthy.
So I would take Worthy there. We ended up taking Worthy, I think, in one of our mock drafts.
I think you did.
First round, no?
You are unbelievable.
You don't think there's any value in getting Smith, another safety?
I like Harrison Smith.
I don't.
But if you already have Barron.
Yeah, but.
If he's available in the third round, I'd think about it. But yeah. That's about it.
Pick 63, Mohamed Sanu, David Wilson, Ronnell Lewis, or Markell Martin.
Ooh, I like Martin.
You need to know who any of these guys are.
Markell Martin would be intriguing.
I like
Wilson
another safety.
Too. How about Wilson?
I like Wilson, and I think they do need another running back,
yeah.
So
Wilson.
I wouldn't be against that.
We're getting into a lot of need picks here.
That's what you kind of worry about.
I might go for Sanu.
Yeah,
they haven't
like
targeted
Sanu.
The wide receivers yet.
I don't like Sanu, so I don't want him.
Troy is hoping for another F-bomb on the draft podcast.
Was that bad?
We'll get one.
Is it bad?
I
don't like him.
Technical difficulties, and Fred is always
no,
a little
we're
stressed.
Be good. We got Matt down here in the studio. Kevin will be up there. See, Dvorkin, according to Kevin, I talked to him before.
According
the
to
show.
Kevin, it's never his fault.
Why are you yelling?
We
and
talked
who are you
before
at?
The show, and he said that Dvorkin didn't give him a lot of direction last year and didn't do anything as far as openings, right, Kevin?
Yeah, we had. I listened to the show last year.
Oh, boy.
first three rounds, and it was just the disclaimer, and there was no open. So the disclaimer would play, and Fred would be waiting for an open, and all of a sudden he would just burst in and be like, all right, I guess this is the start of the show.
Right. I'm saying we will continue.
Yeah, but what about the times where we said, all right, this is the start of the show, and no one could hear us? And then, and then Fred started dropping F-bombs liberally.
Last year?
Yeah, well, the last couple years ago.
We've had technical difficulties every year.
Was that 2 years ago?
The F-bomb.
What
I'm pretty sure the last 2 years have been a debacle to start the show.
I was here last...
No, then you were stuck in an elevator last year.
Well, that might have been the cause of your explosion last year.
Right. You know, we're doing the show. He's in an elevator.
With a plate of food.
Oh, my God.
I say it's at least 50-50, he swears. He'll do his little five-hour energy. Although they have a new one now.
You're bringing those?
Oh, yeah?
They have like a 10-hour energy a super five-hour energy or something. You should look into it. I need it.
Are we going to try those?
I'm not.
I tried one last year.
It's just B12. That's all it is.
Yeah,
it's
Roger. Caffeine. All right, Clemens. Yes, it's just B12.
Why are you shooting that into
coffee? I added 10 years to my career with B12.
What's wrong with B12? Roger Clemens does it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not B12, Victor.
David North Park says, I finally got a Twitter account last night.
That's all he did, right, was supplementation. He would take your blood and see what nutrients you were missing, and he would reformulate. Yeah, that and the steroids.
Did you watch any of the highlights of your boy just kicking his club all over the place?
No, but it couldn't happen to a better guy.
Tiger had
glad the world is seeing the man I always saw.
You're right again, Andy.
I usually am.
Well, he thinks everybody's like that, so eventually he's going to be
right. No, that's not true.
Everybody is not what they appear.
Have I ever told you that Phil Mickelson was a douche? No, because he's not. You can see that he's not a douche.
But as soon
he's got big breasts, but he's not a douche.
But if a lot of people adored him the way they used to adore Tiger, you would say
that's
he's a
not
douche.
True.
No, I think Mickelson's pretty popular.
You think
I mean, maybe he's
John
not.
Dennis hates him.
He's never been.
One guy hates him, so he's not
and,
popular.
And there's a guy to
speaking
really,
of douches
really worry about.
Paul going after that morning slot.
Ask me any person.
You should know better by now. It doesn't matter what slot. Any slot will do.
You don't just get, like, you don't have a read on people. You don't, like,
automatically. No, I do. I tend to make
quick
judgments.
Because you have, and I don't even think it's a brain thing. It's nature.
But I've
it's
been wrong on Tiger. I was wrong on Lance Armstrong.
Which means yours isn't very good. Mine is good.
You know? But you think they're all bad.
No.
You do.
Who? The only person I was ever wrong on was Roosevelt Colvin. I flip-flopped like six times. Good guy, bad guy, good guy, bad guy.
How about Tebow?
What about him? He's a bad person.
Originally, you said
do you have any?
Originally, you said you liked Tebow. You didn't like the Tebow image that was created
around
him.
But then I came to realize, well, he's not a bad person.
Well, that's,
I actually
but that's
don't
what I'm saying. You think
he's
a bad
killing
person.
Kittens in his basement.
Well, I don't think Tiger is either, but I do think he's a bad person.
Ross just killing.
Was just stabbing it.
Just crushing it.
And all that.
It's times like these when we need cameras because you can't
just
hand
do
it
this
the hand.
Justice.
Oh, man. That was outstanding.
David North Park says, I finally got a Twitter account last night and added numerous people to follow, including Ocho. When I looked at my tweet feed, it was filled with Ocho tweets so much that I had to scroll a ways down to see a tweet from someone else. I could see if he had something, anything interesting to say, but it's nonstop, nonsensical gobbledygook.
She's right.
Since then, I unfollowed him.
No, there was actually a pretty entertaining Welker and Ocho back and forth.
I retweeted that last night,
When Welker said, you know, don't be mad because I'm finally making more money than you or whatever.
Right.
Ocho replied, I've been eating this way for years or
something.
Right,
for 10 years. Right.
We were joking. Yeah, Welker's really got him now. In 1 year, he beat him. I mean, Ocho's been making a lot of money for...
Let's put it this way.
Six or eight years?
He took a pay cut last year, right?
Yeah.
To make $6 million?
But, I mean, he signed that big deal with, like, because there was that whole thing, will he leave, will he won't leave? It was like, and he re-signed a big deal, and I called him a
will he won't leave?
Well, no, but you know my thing? I always think those guys are frauds that always seem to want out, and then they don't. You know, I thought Richard Seymour was a little bit like that. It seemed like he wasn't always happy with the organization here and Belichick, and yet he would re-sign.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Corey Dillon or... You guys in Cincinnati, I thought Ocho was one of those guys. You have a chance. You have freedom on the horizon. Tell them to keep their money and sign somewhere else. You didn't. So
I agree.
You made your bed. Lie in it. Is it lie or lay?
It's
Depends.
Make
what
your
you're
bed
doing.
Bad? Well, you would always lie.
If you're speaking and you're not
it's
telling
never
the
lay
truth,
in your
lying.
Bed, Eric. Never, ever lay.
Oh, boy.
See, that's truth. That's mean.
No.
Yes.
Not
yeah.
mean.
Yes,
you're
it
mean.
Is.
Mean.
You're mean.
You're mean.
You're a meanie. That's
not. You are
meanie,
mean.
Meanie.
You're very
you're
mean.
A mean one.
You're a bully. You're a bully. You are a verbal
yeah, you are
bully.
Ask Chris Ferrer if you're a bully.
You are. How am I a bully when he bullied me?
I'm telling you, there's going to be an explosion later.
He tried to punch and
run. I'm hiding in my office later.
I think when we walk back to our cubes, Chris is going to be hiding, crouching at the door of his office, and he's going to sucker punch Andy as he comes
through. No, he's going to say, he's done this, we have a discussion, and it's off the air. It's not part of the radio show. And I'm not really comfortable with you bringing it on the radio show.
But you're a verbal bully.
But yet
you
continue to do it.
You are the definition of a verbal bully.
Bring it on the radio show.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
It's not true.
Yep. He is the definition of a verbal bully.
Yep.
And most bullying is verbal.
Yeah, that's
would,
true.
Would
that's
you
true.
Agree?
Right, because as soon as you stand up to the bully, he backs down and cowers like a little child.
Right.
Would that be true in this case?
Bring it.
I don't feel bullied, so I don't have any need to bring it.
What did I
as
say
you
to
said.
Falcon Cannon?
You want
to consider it? Consider it.
And that was his. He started it.
The football one?
Yeah, I was there.
It was two like-minded individuals colliding on,
stubborn thick
in
heads.
The bubble football
I
league.
I actually don't even really remember it. I just remember the phrase now.
Yeah. My memory goes.
No, we were playing flag football, and he had the ball, and you went to get the flag, but very aggressively with hands, fist clenched.
Fist clenched.
I don't know how you were going to grab the flag.
First of all, we never
down
played with flags. So
no,
it's touch
just
football.
Tag.
Whatever it was.
But it was very physical.
Yeah, it was very physical. And
was
I could
was
understand.
Was I in the wrong?
And he was like.
Oh, I don't know for sure. I just think it was two like-minded individuals
and he was
colliding.
Like, hey! And, back and forth. And then you finally said, if you're going to consider it, consider it.
And the funny thing is, Paul Kirkannon was a big guy.
That's what I was going to say. He was pretty
and
big.
And Andy,
wasn't?
Although,
yeah,
you know.
Soft.
Although was Andy. He wasn't soft.
Yeah, you know. He
although
wasn't.
Andy had the watermelons under his arms even back then,
he's short.
Yeah. So it was like he's looking straight up at him. You want to consider it? Consider it.
It was good.
And I look in front. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
How many fights have
usually
you ever
when
been
there's
in?
Arguments going
literally,
on, I'm
like
involved.
Fist fights.
I haven't been in a fist fight in forever.
Long time.
How many did you often get into them when you were a kid?
Because
you got teased a lot,
six
right?
Total. Oh, early on. Yeah,
when you were
like because of that
first, second, third.
When
grade.
You were big,
oh,
kids
yeah.
would
when
you,
say, "Oh, you're
when
a fat
you were big
kid,
bones,
oh, yeah,
and you would start swinging.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Is that when you were big bones?
I'm not fat. And he starts swinging wildly.
Did you ever get your ass kicked?
No.
It's funny because he's fat.
Nobody ever.
No, because usually when they
make
fun of
the
kid,
and then he'd be
kid.
Out for 2 days.
No, but usually the person making fun of the fat kid is the skinny twerp like you. So
really,
take him. Yeah. Fat kid's not going to make fun of another
not
fat
like an,
kid.
Well, like an older
yeah,
kid,
but
like
I can't,
a kid
I can't...
who's like in fifth grade and you were in third grade, because that's a big difference at that age.
I think I might have got a black eye in kindergarten.
That doesn't count.
What did she say to you over at
Well, girls in kindergarten are probably twice the size
it's
of
true.
You.
True, they develop early.
Oh, geez. You're not going to bring
oh,
it down
here
that
we
road.
Go. Here we go.
Oh.
Here we go.
Yep.
Now it's getting very uncomfortable.
Speaking of which, Will found out yesterday, you know the girl?
He got to second base, apparently.
No, yesterday. You know the girl that he's, been sort of infatuated
second
with all year, Ella?
Yeah.
He found out that she likes him, too.
Oh, so it's on.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I'm not really ready for that.
You're going to have the talk with him, Paul?
Yeah, I'll have the talk with him. Don't, the talk will be, don't get into the media business. Anything but the media.
Generic Scott writes in. He says, I think this is
generic?
A true generic? Best. Yeah, we had a little problem with this. One of our.
Yeah, you don't remember the guy
yeah,
who was complaining there was too many?
Too many Scotts.
So this is the same
well,
one.
Well, he addresses that at the end of the email, so if you just wait a second.
Besides the fact that I thought you read all of these.
No, these have come in during the show.
Yeah, there's a lot that have come in lately. Anyway, he says, I think this is a true best player available kind of draft because there are no standouts that are supposed to be around at 27 and 31. Just looking at the receivers available in the draft, I could see the Patriots picking up a guy like Tommy Streeter at 6'5", 215 pounds. He runs a 4.4 40, and we could get him around the 48th from what I can tell.
There are going to be great receivers drafted in the 30s, 40s, 50s.
Have we
no doubt
at
in my
Tommy
mind.
Tommy Streeter? Do we know about Tommy Streeter?
Yeah, and Andy's right. There's a lot of guys that I like. Ruben Randall we talked about a half hour ago.
Quick.
I don't want to draft anybody in the first round because I think you can get a very, very good player further along down the line. Mm.
This is where he addresses the Scott thing. He says, by the way, please let my good friend Scott, the slimy limey,
who lives in Leeds, England, know that he is a guest on this podcast, so he can change his name to Ye Olde Cockscott for all I care.
Is this some fan-on-fan hatred?
Yeah,
there?
So this Scots.
This isn't the Scott.
That's generic Scott.
This is generic Scott.
Not the guy who emailed last week.
The other Scott believes that he should be the Scott.
Do we have any Scots from Scotland who are
Scottish.
Listening to the show?
Like those new Scots commercials? This is yes. Scots!
Feed your lawn!
I can't stand those commercials.
They make me laugh.
Feed it!
Mike Gherkin writes in.
Gherkin.
Pickle!
I really have enjoyed the Patriots draft review where you guys preview the upcoming draft. My question for you is about the videos you posted on the site. Is that all the video you guys have for doing your analysis on the prospects? If so, no offense, but those videos are not very good. The angle is awful, and the camera is always focused on the quarterback for the defensive players. Also, I'm not a huge fan, but I have a gut feeling that if Mark Barron goes early in the first round, that the Patriots will take Harrison Smith at 27 or 31.
Ooh, too high.
Or possibly a small trade down. What are your thoughts on Smith, and
Paul
how mad would you
mouth.
Be if he was selected at 27 or 31?
Very.
I like the player, but that's too high for him.
I don't love the player, and that's way too high.
Yeah, but you guys are saying if you really like a guy, go get him.
I don't really like him.
No, but if they do, obviously.
Then I'll be upset.
Yeah, because you think they made a bad pick.
George is getting upset.
Yeah, but he didn't want Richard Seymour.
That's true.
Yeah, he resigned, actually.
Unlike you, I can admit when I'm wrong. That's true. I didn't want Richard Seymour.
Did you actually resign?
No, I didn't. As hard as I've been. That's how far back it goes.
Yeah.
2001,
right.
I just can't. No one wants me. It's the only place that'll happen.
I can't believe you couldn't walk into the Herald right now and take that Ian Rappaport job.
I probably could. I don't want to.
I don't want to.
You're just making it. You'd rather make the selection for that job.
And who would that be?
I wonder how that worked out.
Oh, he didn't get it?
No, I don't know. Oh. I haven't heard
he
anything.
He wears a suit every day.
I did see that individual today.
Well, I think he was on TV.
Well, I assume he was doing TV.
But I see. Yeah.
What?
You don't like that?
No.
Guys who wear suits?
No, I think I was joking because...
Aren't you a guy who wears a suit a lot?
No. I was joking because since that job came available, he's been...
Stepping it up.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't. I disagree with that.
I think he
wears
a lot
of TV stuff.
Well, because we see him every day in the locker room, and he's not always wearing a suit.
Yeah, but once a week
on
he
TV,
did
he's
when he was
suit.
On TV. And now you're only seeing him once a week.
Okay.
Paul's his manager.
That's true. You're right.
I have a stake in this race.
Speak ill of him.
All right, let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline.
I thought it was
going to
go, all right.
Miami, hey, Dagmar.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Nothing much. How you doing?
Good. Hey, Fred, I'm sad to hear that you're no longer going to go with the alpaca story, man.
I know.
So you won't be hearing stories about a good shepherd.
I know. I'm disappointed, too. Believe
good
me,
shepherd.
I am. But Andy came up with a good point by saving the three pair of testicles. That was a good point. Hey,
saving the testicles.
Saving the testicles. You're really not listening. Enough. What's the matter with you over there?
Don't get misguided by this guy. He's got size. He may be quick. But think about this. He's from Miami. He has only played with only one quarterback his entire life, Jacoby Harris. And his numbers aren't that impressive. He played with Jacoby in high school. He played with Jacoby in UM, and he wasn't even, mediocre in college. So please don't get fooled by size and all that crap because the guy is not that impressive, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for the scouting report, Dad.
I'm mad.
All right.
I'm not even mad.
No. Okay.
Well, I'm mad now.
But I like it when guys that
watch
the schools.
The area
I love
it.
Watch
I love
every
it.
Game.
Sure, yeah.
I agree.
I'd like to get as much of that as possible.
We've had Derek does that for us for Arizona. Yep. We have some North Carolina guys that have done that for
us.
Have
we had a Syracuse one for Chandler Jones? He seems to be a popular name of late that I don't think is a good fit for here. But Mel Kiper thinks he would be like a top 10 pick had he not got
hurt.
We've
had the Iowa
Zach
guys.
From Syracuse.
Right? The Iowa guys have done that for us in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a Syracuse scouting report on Chandler Jones.
Chandler Jones, yeah, we do
the
have
versatility.
Zach. Yeah.
Zach. The outside linebacker, the defensive end. Give me it.
Craig from Ottawa
He's
says
like, I don't
that
watch
Upshaw,
basketball school.
Yeah. Upshaw said in an Alabama interview a while back that he wouldn't want to go to the Patriots. He was a
really?
Big Colts fan growing up.
Oh,
wow. All right. But if they draft you, you're going.
If he had said something like, I wouldn't want to go to the Patriots because I don't like their scheme and I don't think I fit or whatever, even though it doesn't make any sense in the world considering who he played for.
Exactly.
Then that would worry me.
Yeah, no.
But if he just, you know, he's a fan of another team, then
silly.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
The money is still green.
The LRC changes your allegiance in a hurry.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Coming close to the end of the show here.
Fred running out of gas as we speak.
I'm just trying to get a good email before we...
You know how they tell you to run the 40, run 5 yards past the line? That's how you need to treat the end of the show. Don't see it coming and start to slow down. Charge right through.
Fred stops short of the line. He just puts his arm over it and it goes back the other way.
Fred actually has a heart attack at about 32 yards.
Shut
up. Oh, my heart. Three sports. I beat you in three sports.
You took the words right out of my mouth because I know they're always on your mind.
That really?
What?
That really?
The fact that I'm a better athlete than you.
Fred, I don't think there's any question about it.
I agree.
You had a decathlon, and you won every event.
That's right.
No, it's 10 sports.
The only sport. I was going to say, wasn't that a triathlon?
I stand corrected. The only sport
you lost in was
push-ups.
Horse and basketball are the same thing, really.
What else did you beat him in?
Tennis, horse, basketball.
And you lost
one-on-one basketball and horse.
And you lost in push-ups, so you're 3-1.
And that's
dominant.
My actual most enjoyable one was the loss in tennis when he nearly died.
You enjoyed watching him nearly die.
He chased a ball that was a mile away just so he could take a rest
so
and not have a heart
break.
Attack. Because I was running him rampant all over the court.
So, taking a little break.
If I knew how to serve, I could have beat him or return his serve.
Everyone in Andy's games that he served were like deuce, and everyone in Fred's games that he served were love games.
He plays tennis.
But they had to be love games.
Hits it hard and it curves. I go like this.
Yeah, but
just try to get it in the little box.
For those of you wondering, Andy made a little patty cake motion with the.
Yeah, but I know what was going on in your big fat head. Oh, this guy's overweight. He's 20 years older than me. I know I can beat him at anything, and I just
that's not true. I didn't expect to beat you at tennis.
In your
I don't
place.
Play tennis every week with Brad Johnson
one-on-one
like you do.
One on one basketball.
Remember your date with Brad Johnson.
That's embarrassing.
What was the score in the one on one?
I don't even know.
The one-on-one basketball, you should not have been losing to Fred.
I got to tell you, thinking we were playing just a friendly game that I was not going to hear about for the rest of my life.
Why? So you would have played harder if you thought it was?
I may have treated it differently.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this.
You would have started fouling.
I may have actually played.
Mr. The Truth is Never Mean.
No, he wasn't playing.
Mr. The Truth is Never Mean. Are you trying to tell me that you wouldn't remind him of it every moment of
your life?
No question.
Oh, I have no problem with that.
So let's not
I'm just saying,
hindsight has no problem with that.
Treated it a little more seriously.
Oh, like you weren't. You were like going
You played
crazy,
one game of one-on-one basketball? That was it?
Yeah.
I still can't believe you lost.
I couldn't do anything. But I would love... I would get him up in the air. I'd see his knees at about my head, and then I'd just go around
him. Man, that means he was looking at my junk like it was Brett Favre's.
His knees at your head. There's no way he's jumping that high.
It looked like that to me because I was down low.
I could jump pretty high back
dribbling.
Then. I used to squat, so I was more explosive.
But he was so easy to get off the ground.
I don't do legs anymore.
Anymore?
All right, that's going to be it for this edition of
That's
the
how
Union
I that's
Progress.
True. That's how I was treating it. Cuz you know in my mind at that time I'm thinking, I just want to block one out of this building. That's all I would lose 7-0 to have one block that I killed.
How
him
does
on.
It feel okay. to want?
And he took I don't know, ask Eric.
All right.
That came
out
of nowhere.
See everyone Thursday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.